All right, guys, are you ready to play game night?
Heck yeah, dude. We haven't had a game night in forever.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, guys, so we have to play with Penelope.
Ah, no, dude. I don't want to play with your stupid girlfriend. She gets on my nerves. She's annoying. She has red hair and her breath stinks.
Hey!
Oh, damn. She's right behind me, huh? My bad, dude.
All right, guys, did everyone bring their own board game to play?
I did.
Oh, I didn't. I'm broke, bro.
I brought two.
Oh, what two board games you bring?
Okay, so I brought my favorite board game ever. It's called You Gotta Be Kidding Me.
Oh, dude, I don't want to play a stupid cat game.
But it's so cute.
You hear that, dude?
It's so cute.
That's so fucking annoying. I hate her voice.
It's so cute.
It's supposed to be boys tonight. We're supposed to be playing games together.
It's so cute.
Why is she here, four-eyed ass?
It's so cute.
God damn it. Oh, I'm glad Trump won.
It's so cute.
Okay, Jessica, what's the other board game you brought?
Okay, so I also brought Don't Break the Ice.
Ooh, I love that game.
All right, okay, we're going to play Don't Break the Ice. Let's open it. All right, guys, the game's all set up. So how do we play?
Oh, it's so fun.
It's so fun.
It's so fun. Oh, I just want to slap her ass so bad. Let me do it, dude.
Joseph, calm down. We're just trying to have fun. Okay, so how do we play?
So you take your little hammer thing here, and you knock out the ice one piece at a time, but you want to make sure you don't make Philip the Penguin fall, or else you lose.
So there's only one loser.
Yep.
And three winners.
Yeah.
All right, let's play.
Well, hold on, guys. You want to hear some fun facts about Philip the Penguin?
There's facts about Philip the Penguin?
Yeah. What do you think his favorite game is?
Don't Break the Ice?
No, it's Freeze Tag. Because he likes cold stuff.
I thought his favorite game would be the game he's literally a part of.
Nope, that's not what it says. His favorite food is frozen pizzas, when they're still frozen. See, it says that, because they felt like they had to explain their own joke. You know what his favorite joke is?
What, this one?
No. What did I ask for from the genie? Three fishes.
Come on, dude. What the hell is this?
Penguins like to eat fish. See, you know what his favorite family members are? His Uncle Steve and his Antarctica.
Oh, the continent.
Antarctica, yeah, like the continent. You know what his favorite life goal is? Getting a job in snow business.
But he's a toy.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, he's snow, you know, because his favorite hobby is getting dressed up in his tuxedo for swing dancing lessons.
What does that have to do with snow?
Well, because penguins look like they have little tuxedos on because they're, like, black and white.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what his favorite ice cream flavor is?
Ice?
No, it's mint sardine cookie dough with minnow sprinkles and squid chunks.
Okay, that's like no one ever guessed that.
Too specific, dude.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just play this stupid game, please.
All right,
you go first, Cody.
Okay. Damn, this is hard ice.
Hit it harder.
One of these days.
Yeah.
It's really, you have to keep going until it breaks.
I know you're weak and all.
Oh, okay, you got one.
Good luck, guys. Okay, you knocked over Philip.
But I didn't make him fall.
That is true.
He's supposed to fall through the ice.
I guess you're right. Okay. All right,
here you go, Justin.
Okay. My turn.
Yeah!
That was really quick. Okay, my turn.
That's what she said.
Oh, damn. Okay, nice.
Yeah!
He did! Little bitch! He's back in the game!
Okay, you know what? Fine. I'm going to go with my game.
Yeah, go get your game. He lost the first game? Oh, what a loser.
Game, idiot.
You stupid ass.
Okay, guys, you ready to play Taboo?
Oh, I love Taboo.
I've never even heard of this game.
Me either, dude.
How do you play?
Well, you just take one of these cards with a word on it, and you try to get your partner to guess the word on top of the card without saying that word or the other words on the card. So on this card, the word is gas, but I couldn't say what you put in your car because I'm not allowed to say car. But I could say, hey, Junior, did you fart? Did you pass?
Gas.
Yes, exactly. Just like that.
Oh, this is the easiest game ever.
Oh, dude, I'm totally going to win.
Okay, let's figure out teams.
I'll be on Penelope's team.
No way, dude. That's cheating. You guys kiss and stuff so you can totally read each other's minds.
Okay, fine. I'll be on your team, Joseph.
Yes!
No, that's not fair. You guys kiss and stuff so you can read each other's minds.
No, we don't.
Well, yeah, we don't kiss.
I wish you guys kissed.
Okay, fine. Me and Joseph are really good friends, so I guess it would be unfair.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll be on your lame, stupid team.
God, I gotta be on Penelope's team?
Ew!
I hate it as much as you do.
Okay, Junior, let's go first. Joseph, start the timer.
I got you, dude.
Okay, this is an easy one. I'm hung like a...
What?
Well, I'm hung like a...
Christmas tree?
No, it's a thing people say, you know, when someone's packing, he's hung like a...
Christmas tree ornament.
No, I'm hung like a...
Christmas wreath.
Fuck it, okay, this one's horse, okay?
I'm hung like a horse.
Okay. Oh, this is great, this is easy. What am I?
Gay.
What else?
Pimple-faced freak.
No, what else?
Four eyes.
No, it's...
Ugly.
No, the word is hunk.
Doofus.
No, okay, oh, this is the easiest one, okay. A blank a day keeps the doctor away.
Oh, easy, medicine.
What, a medicine a day keeps the doctor away?
Yeah, medicine will keep the doctor away.
No, a blank a day keeps the doctor away.
Vitamins?
It's a very common thing. A blank a day keeps the doctor away.
I don't know, give me more hints.
What, okay, sometimes there's a worm in it.
dirt.
What? No, why would dirt keep the doctor away?
I don't know. There's a worm in dirt.
No, what? Sometimes you bite into it and there's a worm in there.
Dirt.
What? No, why would you bite dirt?
I don't know. I don't know where else where worms live.
What? You're running out of time, dude.
Your grandma.
You're out of time.
What? No, fuck it. No, we're going to do this. He's going to get at least one. Your mom's mom has one that's green.
How do you know what my mom's mom have? I don't even know my mom.
Well, sometimes it's green. Adam and Eve ate this.
Each other out.
What? No, Jesus, Junior.
What other? Well, you said that Adam and Eve ate it, and they didn't have food back then. What else would they? Oh, I know, a snake.
What? They didn't eat a snake. No,
dude, give it up.
God damn it, Junior! It's fucking apple. It's the easiest fucking word in the world.
How do you know my mom's mom might have an apple?
Well, it's a Granny Smith apple. It's a kind of apple. It's an apple a day keeps the doctor away. You've never heard that?
No.
Jesus, Junior, you're such a fucking idiot.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away so I can go to the cancer ward and give out apples and everyone will be cured?
Well, it's just a saying. It's not real.
If I ate an apple every single day, I'd have a tummy cramp and I'd have to call a doctor.
Oh, Jesus, Junior, you're such a fucking... I hate you. I hate you.
Okay, how many points did we get?
None. We got fucking zero because you're an idiot.
Oh, you're an idiot because you don't know how to explain cards.
Well, you don't know common saying.
If the word was apple, you could have said MacBook or Steve Jobs. I would have said apple, you idiot.
What?
You dummy.
Okay.
You doofus.
Okay, fuck you.
Okay, you know what? I want to be on Joseph's team.
Yes.
I want to be on Joseph's team because since you're being an idiot, I don't want to be on your team anymore.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Me and Penelope can be on the team of smart people.
Okay, fine. So it's me and Joseph's turn, and we're going to show you how to do some real points getting or cards or whatever the fuck this is called.
Fucking idiot.
Okay, Joseph, it's our turn.
Heck yeah, dude, I'm ready.
Hey, lock in.
I'm locked in.
Lock in.
I'm locked in.
Lock the fuck in.
I'm locked the fuck in.
Okay, turn around so you're not cheating.
Okay, dude, I got you.
All right. Cody, flip the thing.
Yeah, okay. If you put as much effort into this as you did when you were my partner, it's going to be pretty bad.
Cody, just flip the stupid thing.
Okay, and go.
Okay, he showed his wiener on his airplane.
Oh, Drake.
Oh, yeah. What you do with a girl when you watch Netflix.
Smash.
When you do something in your sock, it's before it gets crusty.
Ooh, sticky.
Ooh, okay. If a girl does this, she's a quitter.
Spit.
The white shit in Cody's hair.
Dandruff.
Okay. Chinese parents name their kids this.
Ping pong.
Uh-huh. Kobe Bryant.
Oh, helicopter.
Okay. Jeffy's twin brother. He needs to be in more videos.
Scooter.
Uh-huh. You want to suck on Marco Robbie's?
Toes.
You want to put on her toes?
Ranch.
Uh-huh. If you were to have sex with a 10, she would...
Starfish.
Yeah, there you go. We got... Doofy the Dragon, Good Morning America.
Rope.
Yeah. You talk to girls on this, they get naked?
Oh, Snapchat.
If you talk to underage girls, what happens?
Exposed.
Uh-huh. Liam Payne, but alive.
Hairstyle.
Uh-huh. LeBron James.
Dunk.
Hot girls in cartoons.
Anime.
Her ugly hair.
Ginger!
Anne Frank went here and didn't have fun.
Camping. She went camping.
Yeah.
Time's up.
Yes! I can't be stopped, punk!
How many cards we get?
A fuck ton. I stopped counting.
Oh, we got so many cards, Joseph!
Cody, is it our turn yet?
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do.
Don't worry, Cody. We're both smart.
Yeah, you know what? We're smart. We're smarter than them. We can do it.
Okay, Cody, I got our cards ready.
Okay, Penelope, we need to lock in. We need to really lock in. Like, lock the fuck in. Like, yeah!
Okay.
Joseph, you won't believe this. We got 19 cards!
No way, dude!
Oh, they totally can't beat us.
What, 19? That's gotta be some kind of record.
No, Cody, don't freak out. We got this. Remember, we're smart.
Yeah, you're right. We're smart.
There's no way you're gonna beat 19 cards.
Shut up, Junior. We got this. Okay, Penelope, get ready. Go!
Okay, I got our first card. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Hurry the fuck up.
Okay. Okay, it's a silly word.
Okay, give me some
hands.
Okay.
Come on. It's a funny word.
Okay,
it's a funny word.
Okay, I want to laugh at you. Come on. Okay. All right, say something.
You gotta say it.
We can skip if you want. You want to skip?
I don't want to skip. I got it.
Okay, say something. We don't have time for this. Penelope, we don't have fucking time for this. We gotta get through 20 of these goddamn things, Penelope. Say something. Breathe! Take a fucking breath and talk! Just talk! It can't be that funny. There's no way it's that funny. Nothing's that funny. You have to say something. Please fuck, say something. We're never gonna get through this shit. Come on, say it! Give me a hit! God damn it! What could have been so fucking funny? Toot? The word was fucking toot? You lost your shit over toot? How old are you? Fuck this! I hate game night! Fuck you! Fuck game night! I hate this shit!
Toot!
Stupid board game bullshit.
But Cody, where are you going? game.
I'm going home, Junior. I'm going home because I'm done. I'm done, and I hate board games.
Oh, come on, Cody. We're just trying to have a fun night.
Fun. Exactly. That's the key word. Fun. I'm not having fun.
Because you suck at board games?
I don't suck at board games. You're a fucking idiot, and Penelope can't talk.
Okay, listen. If we do teams again, you can be on Joseph's team.
Joseph will find a way to fuck me over.
Come on. Please just play another board game. We can't play with three players. We need four players.
I will play one more game. You get one more.
Okay, one more game, and I promise no one's going to screw you over, okay?
Better not.
All right, guys, the game I picked out is called Cody's Mom on Trampolines.
Damn, dude, I didn't know your mom was that famous. She has her own game.
Okay, that's it. I'm fucking leaving.
But no, you said you'd stay for one more game. You have to stay for one more.
Yeah, I want
to
play a game. I didn't want to be bullied.
Dude, I gave you a compliment.
Okay, fine, Cody. I won't bully you. So the way you play Cody's Mom on Trampolines...
Really? Again, Junior? That's not what it says on the box, is it?
Okay, it's called Pigs on Trampolines.
Wait, how do you know that's pigs? Like, how do you know that's an I? It could be Pogs or... Pugs.
Well, maybe because there's a fucking pig on the box, Penelope.
Hey.
Wow, Cody, way to yell at my girlfriend.
Sorry, I'm just so pissed off about Taboo.
Okay, the way you play Pigs on Trampolines is you grab your Cody's mom.
What, really, Junior? Three fucking times?
I'm trying to explain the rules! So you grab your pig and you toss him on the trampoline, and whoever gets their pig inside this hole first wins.
Really, that's it?
Yeah, so, Joseph, you go first.
Okay, dude, I got this. Watch me win.
Ah! Whoa, that was so close, so close! All right, Cody, your turn.
Okay,
Way to fucking suck, dumbass four-eyed bitch.
Well, I couldn't control it.
All right, my turn. Oh, that's close.
My turn.
Well, okay, Penelope, you know, it's your first time.
My turn.
Oh, Joseph's kind of close.
Oh, that's close. Hey, kick him out of the way. Oh, my bad, Cody.
What the fuck? Oh, wow, we're not a play again.
Bullshit.
All right, my turn.
That was
close.
My turn.
Whoa! Your turn.
Thank you.
We're right back to you.
It is impossible.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Junior, are you gonna go?
Oh, yeah.
My turn.
That was close. All right, Justin, you go. He didn't even bounce. He gets the redo.
Redo.
That was close.
Yeah, okay.
Oh!
What?
Are you even trying? You're gonna lose the pieces.
Not going great. I can't control it.
My turn.
No one's gonna get
it. Oh, that's close. Okay, here you go, Joseph.
This is my lucky green one. Oh, dang
okay.
It.
Okay. Not so lucky.
Impossible. What? Okay, how is it
going? Get out of here!
You're losing a pig!
You fucking asshole!
You're out of here!
And so they continued their yelling at Cody, because no one ever got a pig in the hole. It's fucking...
Let go of me! Let go of me! Someone help!
No one's gonna save you. Let it get you. Well, if it isn't the Batman...
Batman, save me!
He's not gonna save you!
I said, let it go, Joker.
You're gonna have to kill me first.
You know I can't do that. That's my one rule.
You see, Batman, that's why I'll always be on top.
I'm tired of being on bottom. My butt hurts. Just for once, I want to be on top.
No, I'm always on top. You know I like being on top.
I know, but my butt, like, really hurts, and just for one time, I'd like to be on top. Please.
Batman, I'd like to discuss this later, when she's not around, please.
Okay, so, like, let her go.
Sure. Just remove your mask and show us all who you really are.
Okay, so if I take off this mask, you let her go.
Yes. I'm a man of my word.
Okay. I'm taking it up. Now let her go.
Okay, well that's not fair. I didn't know you were gonna have another mask under that one.
It doesn't matter. You didn't ask if I had another mask on under that one, so now you let her go.
You and I both know that's bullshit. I wanted you to remove your mask so I could see your face.
It doesn't matter. A deal's a deal, so you have to let her go.
You're right. He's right. Get out of here! Looks like it's just me and you now, Batman.
Hold on, I gotta take her home first.
Oh, come on, really? You're gonna make me wait here while you take her home?
No, that's okay. I'm calling an Uber.
See, Batman? She's calling an Uber.
But I really wanted to take her home. I was trying to get some tonight.
Oh, well, I don't want to be a cock.
I was trying to give her some bat dick.
No. The Uber's almost here. I'm fine.
You hear that? You're out of time, Batman.
God damn it. I had a bat, Chubby. Now who am I gonna use it on?
I know someone you could use it on. I get to be a dad. How about we fight to see who's on top?
Come on, Joker, show me what you got.
What's your trade-off, Batman?
Car. There's a car coming, guys. Come on, everyone out of the road. We gotta be safe.
Oh, actually, I think that's my Uber.
It's your Uber.
Are you really drinking a bottle of water right now?
Yes, because doing this voice is a pain in my ass. I don't know why I don't just use my regular voice. Hey, why didn't you get an Uber Black?
I can't afford it. It's too expensive.
Oh, well, I'm rich as fuck. So you missed out.
Well, why didn't you get me an Uber Black?
You didn't want any bat dick.
No, I didn't. You know what? Bye.
All right, well, enjoy your Uber pour.
Now, where were we?
Well, hold on, Joker. Hold on. Wait for the car to drive off. They might call the cops.
Oh, no, you're right. You know, nothing wrong with extra safety for cars.
Exactly.
Is that Is that the Joker and Batman fighting?
Please keep driving. You don't want to know.
Yeah, I've always wanted to meet them.
You don't want to meet them.
All right, Joker. The car's gone.
Now where were we?
Well, hold on. Let's set up some rules first.
Okay.
First of all, no weapons.
All right.
Second of all, no one can die.
Those are your rules.
All right, let's go. Got you, bitch ass. Yeah, I slapped the shit out of you, didn't I?
That's it. You know what? You remind me of my father. I hate my father.
Sounds like daddy issues to me. You should go get that looked at.
Oh, daddy issues, yeah. I'll show you daddy issues.
Yeah, there was a girl once I dated in college. She had daddy issues, and she was a freak. A freaky freak. God, I miss her. Hey, I said no guns.
Officer Guy, get in here.
What is it, sir?
Well, we haven't heard from Batman in a while, and crime's been really bad lately with that Joker fella running all over town doing all kinds of bad stuff. So we need you to light up the bat signal and let Batman know we need him.
Well, I would, sir, but the bat signal's out of batteries and it won't light up.
Well, then put more batteries in it.
But see, sir, it's really late at night and nowhere is open except for the 24-hour bank and gas station, and I don't think they have batteries. So I think I'm just going to go to my friend's house. I think he has some batteries.
Okay, you do that.
Help you, sir.
Oh, yes. I would like to withdraw $20 from my account.
All right. What was the name?
Oh, Pee-Pee.
Excuse me?
Chef Pee-Pee.
What is your legal name, sir?
Fernando Pee-Pee Strongbottom.
Jeez. Okay, let me see. Oh, I'm so sorry. You don't have $20 in your account.
What? How much do I have in there?
-$5.
God. I guess I owe y'all money, huh?
Yes, you do.
Well, can I get a loan, please?
Well, let me see your credit score. Oh, no. Your credit score is 7.
Oh, 700? Whoa! Well, yeah.
No. It's just 7.
God, I didn't know I could get that low.
Really?
I guess you'll never see me in here again.
Next!
Oh, my God, embarrassing! Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Just trying to leave. Well, I'm trying to go this way. Okay, so which way are you trying to go?
I'm going that way.
Okay, well, I'll stay right here. You go.
Okay, thanks.
God damn, get in my way. Oh, another damn clown. What the hell is this? A clown convention?
Say something like that.
Oh.
Rob this bitch.
Okay, well, I won't be the one that stops you.
Now, give me your money.
Whoa, you want my money? Oh, how about you ask that nice lady behind the counter over there? She'll happily give you the -$5 in my fucking account. Good luck with that, my nigga.
Okay, then.
Bring her here.
Please don't hurt me!
Oh, I'm not gonna hurt you. As long as you open that safe.
But I could lose my job!
Or you could lose your life!
No, please, no!
You know, you look a lot like my mother. Did I ever tell you how I got these scars?
No, I've never met you before.
Come here. So my mother was a crack addict and a whore. And she used to make me sandwiches and forget to cut the crust off. And I don't like the crust. Not one bit. Well, one day, mother decides to make me a sandwich, a bologna sandwich. And she forgets to cut the crust off. So I say, Mother, you forgot to cut the crust off. And she says, just eat the damn thing. It's not that serious. And I say, it's very serious. And she says, well, I'm going to do something about that. So she goes and grabs the kitchen knife. And she puts it in my mouth like this. And she says, why so serious? And I said, I wouldn't be so serious if you'd cut the damn crust off the bread. And she says, what's with a smile on that face? So I think that she's going to cut the crust off, because that would put a smile on my face. But instead, she just carves a permanent smile into my face. So now, no matter when I eat a sandwich with crust on it, I'm always smiling.
Okay.
Now open the damn sandwich.
Okay.
Take your time.
Sorry. Okay, turn the wheel.
Where's the money?
Well, you see, we're kind of a new bank, so we haven't had a deposit yet. All our cash is in the registers.
You didn't think you could have told me that before I told you a story about my mother?
Well, you didn't ask.
What, do you think I just wanted to come in here and see an empty safe?
I'm sorry, you were just so intimidating. I was scared.
To the gas station.
Hey, Mommy and Daddy, you like my Batman costume?
It fucks.
It sure does, Jeffy.
Jeffy, you take that costume off. It's not Halloween yet.
And now I'm going to jerk my bat dick.
You're not going to be jerking anything, Jeffy. You take that costume off.
Hey, Marvin, do you have any batteries? I need them to light up the bat signal so we can get Batman's attention, but it takes, like, D batteries, and nobody buys those. I never have them when I need them.
I think I have some D batteries in the kitchen. Let me look.
Okay, thanks.
Batman! Marvin, forget about the batteries. I found Batman! Oh, thank God you're here. We need you to stop the Joker. He's been doing crimes all over town.
I'm gonna jerk my bat dick.
Hey, whatever you gotta do to get ready, man. Hold on.
Okay, you didn't hear it, but the radio just said that the Joker's robbing the bank. Don't stop him!
No time to jerk my bat dick.
No. Just hurry, hurry, hurry. I'll meet you there.
What kind of bank doesn't have any money?
I don't know, boss.
Stop my day, Joker.
I thought I killed you.
Nino.
Well, let's fix that.
What? Is that a real gun?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck that. You can go.
You're going to let me go?
Yeah, I'm not trying to die.
I don't know what game you're playing, Batman. But I'm going to figure it out. Come on.
Batman, I just got here. I came in through the back. Did you stop the Joker?
No, he got away.
What? How'd he get away?
He had a fucking gun.
But don't you have, like, a bulletproof suit?
No, that's Iron Man.
Oh, I didn't realize you guys were in the same universe. Well, darn. Well, did he get away with any money?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
Okay, well, I guess we're just gonna have to wait for him to do another crime.
To the Batcave!
How's it going?
Hello, how are you? Thank you for coming to the gas station. What can I do for you?
You know, you sound a lot like my father.
Pardon me?
I hated my father.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Did I ever tell you the story of how I got these scars?
No.
You see, my father, he was an alcoholic and a piece of shit. And one Halloween, he wanted to carve pumpkins, so he got drunk. And we didn't have any pumpkins. So he took a kitchen knife like this, and he stuck it in my mouth. And I said, Dad, I'm not a pumpkin. And he said, how are you talking, pumpkin? So then he carved my mouth into a permanent smile, like a jack-o'-lantern. He stuck a candle in my mouth, like a jack-o'-lantern. And he put me on the front porch like some kind of decoration. And I watched kids go trick-or-treating that night. I even heard one of them say, trick-or-treat, smell my feet. Now, why would he say that? What does feet have to do with candy? Speaking of candy, how much for a pack of those peanut M&Ms over there?
$1.99.
How about everything in the register?
Oh, holy shit! Okay, hold on, let me open it.
Batman, thank God you're here. The Joker's robbing the gas station.
Okay, just a second.
But there's no time. We can stop him this time.
You're right. Bat Dick can wait.
Okay, come on.
Step right there, Joker.
Batman, what are you going to do? Let me go again?
Not this time, Joker.
We'll see about that.
Okay, you can leave. I don't want to get shot.
No! You can't just keep letting me get away with this, Batman. I need consequences. Fight back!
But you still have a knife, so you gotta get rid of that first.
I'll get rid of the knife!
Okay, now I'll do what my daddy does to me. Bend over, you get this bacon.
Now, stop him!
Bendu! Nina! Don't do that again! Alright, you learn your lesson?
Oh, I learned my lesson. Did I ever tell you how I got these scars?
Did I ever tell you how I got shit in my daddy?
Sorry, I just didn't want to hear another story about the scars. It's different every time.
I gave him the spanking.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I watched that whole thing. It was mad gay. So, I shot him. So, he's dead now. So, that's cool.
Oh, no, there's a dead body in my store!
Don't worry, we're gonna clean it up. Wait a minute. Hey, Mr. Clown Henchman guy, come on out. You're under arrest. Oh, shit, you have a gun! Okay, well, that's taken care of. Maybe I can be Batman. Wait, no, I can't.
Yes. You want to hear some jokes?
Not really.
No, oh, come on. You're going to laugh your socks off.
Are we forced to?
I'm not wearing socks.
Oh, come on. You're going to love it. Okay, first joke. How do you introduce a hamburger? Meat patty. Okay. Next joke. How do you greet a woman's shoes? High heels.
Dude, he's laughing at his own joke.
It's not even that funny.
Okay, I got another one. How do you greet the longest side of a right triangle? Hypotenuse. Okay, guys. I got one more. How do you introduce Winnie the Pooh's friend on an asteroid? Meet Eeyore! You guys aren't laughing.
Well, that is not that funny.
It is ass.
Kent, when I practiced these jokes on you, you said they were all knee slappers. That's it. That's spankings on your tushy.
Well, like, Eeyore's Winnie the Pooh's friend, but Tigger's also his friend, too.
Well, yeah, he has a lot of friends.
And a meteor and an asteroid are two different things.
Well, I know, you're not really supposed to think that much, you're just supposed to laugh.
You're very aggressive with him right now.
Oil is insane.
How about we watch a movie? We watch Norbit.
Oh, man, I love Norbit. That damn Eddie Murphy, he plays a lot of characters. Like, come on.
I know, he plays like five different characters in one movie. How?
I don't know, dude. And it makes me wonder.
What we gotta watch?
I'm so happy Norbit getting married. I wish him many years of happiness and plenty of banana for his new gorilla. Hey, Norbit, where is your new gorilla?
Rasputha's over there eating the wedding cake. She's with child.
What the hell are you looking at me for? I ain't got no cake. Better mind your damn business. Oh, there's your child right there. Oh, look, twin.
Oh, man, I love this movie.
Oh, Rasputha, big ass.
Oh, you guys laugh at that.
Only Eddie Murphy can play an Asian man and a fat black woman and not get in trouble.
Right. Well, Robert Downey Jr., he might pull it off.
Oh, yeah, he did play a black guy.
Yeah. News.
Breaking news, UK. Taylor Swift is now engaged to Travis Kelce. She immediately released a song called I'm Engaged, which has gone double diamond. Oh, I'm getting word that she just re-released a song called I'm Engaged, Taylor's Version, which has already gone triple platinum.
Oh my god, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. This is the happiest day of my life. Woohoo, so happy. Yippee. Come on, Ken, dance with me. Let it be.
Alright, calm your ass down, dude.
Cody, why is this the happiest day of your life?
This should be the happiest day of everybody's life, guys. Aren't the lights just a little bit brighter? Aren't the birds singing just a little bit more than normal?
But Cody, this doesn't affect your life.
It affects everybody's life. Don't you understand how hard Taylor's life has been?
Oh yeah, so hard. She drinks Flint water every single day and lives in Section 8 housing. And don't forget, she almost got deported last week by ICE. You know, shit get real out there.
You know there's missing kids that are probably trapped in basements we'll never find.
Oh, but she's been through breakup after breakup after breakup.
Oh no, I forgot about the breakup. The modern day 9/11. Oh.
There was a hospital in Gaza that was bombed, and then when the paramedics got there, it got bombed again.
You guys are just haters. When I listen to her music, I can hear the pain in her voice.
But if you put a microphone up to a starving African stomach, you'll hear the pain in his. Because it's the fucking starving African. His stomach is rumbling.
You know, there's probably a father that's going to kill his wife and his kids and then himself tonight.
Oh, come on. You guys are just jealous. You can't tell me you haven't thought about Travis Kelce walking off the football field all sweaty, balls a drip, and then Taylor runs up and she wrings his scrotum out like a dish rag into her special bucket, and then she does, like, the ice bucket challenge with his ball sweat. If they did that, they would cure ALS in a heartbeat. You guys haven't thought about that, really?
Nope. Never passed my mind ever, dude.
Yeah, I've never thought about that, Cody.
Oh, come on. Every Taylor Swift fan has thought about that. I don't know about you, but I'm drinking scrotum juice.
Taylor Swift has never sung that, dude.
So you are a fan?
Hell no, I'm not a fan. What's wrong with you?
Cody, I didn't know you were such a big Taylor Swift fan.
Oh yeah, I'm a huge Swiftie. I bought all her music the first time she put it out, and when she put it out as her version. So I have the original and Taylor's version.
But she wrote the original, so isn't the original still her version?
Yeah, but she didn't own those. Now she owns both.
Okay, so they're both her version, and you just bought the same song again.
Yeah.
So you got scammed.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like, she just keeps re-releasing the same song, but she re-records it.
Yeah.
So you're a dumbass.
Maybe.
Okay, so like, when we made our videos again with the puppets, because we lost the rights to the first ones.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Listen, she could put out the same song 7 times and I'd still buy it, guys. She could put out a whole album that's just her queefing into the microphone for an entire hour, and I would buy that. Taylor's queef version.
I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah, that would do numbers.
It would do numbers.
Well, listen, Cody, you can be a fan of her, but we're just not that big a fan, you know? Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could plan her wedding. I know I could give them the perfect day. Okay, guys, imagine this. Travis Kelce walking down the aisle with assless, ballless tuxedo pants. And there I am, standing at the altar in my white dress. And then he walks up to me, and he lifts my veil, and he puts his ball sack right on the bridge of my glasses. And I'm trying to get at it like a dog with a tennis ball on his nose, like, meow, meow. And he's like, no, not yet. I haven't said I do yet. And I'm like, ooh. So I'm just sitting there, mouth breathing, gooch air, and trying to lap at his ass hairs like a cat, like, no. No. Oh, they'd be so happy!
This is supposed to be a wedding, my nigga.
Yeah, where's Taylor?
Oh, I don't know. She's around the fucking flower girl or something. You're ruining it for me! Okay, listen, guys. I'm gonna go put in an application to see if I can be her wedding planner. I'll just lie about having wedding planning experience. Hopefully she picks me.
I don't think he really cares about Taylor.
He fucking lost it.
I think he wants Travis Kelce.
Yes, definitely.
Someone at the door. Oh, let's see.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey there!
Patrick Mahomes! What are you doing here?
I need your help! 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 Help me! Help me!
What do you need?
Well, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are getting married, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Well, why don't you like it, your teammate?
Well, because Travis Kelce can't focus on football! All he's focusing on is Taylor Swift! That's why we lost the Super Bowl!
Oh, I mean,
so what are we supposed to do?
Well, I want you two to break them up!
We're just kids, how are we gonna break them up?
Well, no one would expect two kids to break them up!
Well, I mean, yeah, but you like, got a point. But no. Why do you want them to break up? I mean, just let them get married.
Well, because they can't focus on football. Travis Kelce can only focus on Taylor Swift, and we need to win the Super Bowl. For me, for Andy Reid, Andy Reid.
Okay, but what would we get out of breaking them up?
Yeah. I'll give you $1 million. Please, just help me, help me.
You have a dumpster full of old jerseys and hot dogs?
Yeah.
I mean, you got it. He was giving us $1 million. That was worth a lot.
I mean, the hot dogs don't mind.
Okay, we're going to try to break them up, but I really don't know how we're going to do it. Okay, let's go try to break up Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
This thing lost it.
Man, Joseph, how are we going to get Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to break up?
I don't know, dude. How do white people usually break up?
They usually fight about money.
Well, they're rich as hell. They don't have to worry about a dollar.
Why else would white people break up?
I mean, usually the dude is cheating on a girl with a badder bitch.
Yeah, that's right. What if we find a badder bitch? Who's badder than Taylor Swift?
This nigga said, who's badder than Taylor Swift? Like, that's the actual question.
Wait, you're serious? Well, obviously there's so many badder women, but like, who's the baddest of the bad? Like, who's upper echelon of bad?
Yeah.
I know.
Margot Robbie! Of course!
Yes, dude, I was thinking the same thing.
God, she's so bad.
Oh, top tier.
God damn it. Okay, so, if we could get Margot Robbie to come over and kiss Travis Kelce and we take a picture of them kissing, we could send it to Taylor Swift, she'd break up with him, make a sad album, make another $1 billion, we move on with our lives.
Oh yeah, she would be so depressed.
And we'd make $1 million from Patrick Mahomes.
Ooh yeah, we need that money on too.
But Margot Robbie's not gonna do that, she's married. Unless we lie to her and tell her that she's casted in a movie where she has to kiss Travis Kelce, but we tell Travis Kelce he's not in a movie.
Wait, so how are we gonna do that?
Well, that sounds like a lot. I got a better idea. What if we just print out a picture of Margot Robbie and then go to an autograph signing of Travis Kelce's and we put a picture of Travis Kelce on top of Margot Robbie and then when he goes to sign the picture of himself, we pull it away and he signs a picture of Margot Robbie and he signs I love you. So then we take a picture of Travis Kelce signing a picture of Margot Robbie saying I love you and then we send it to Taylor and then Taylor goes, why are you signing a picture of a hotter woman saying I love you? Then she breaks up with him.
That is a genius plan, dude. He'll never see it coming.
Okay, isn't Travis Kelce having an autograph signing down the street tonight?
You know what? He damn sure is.
All right, let me put out a picture of Margot Robbie.
Guys, I'm stressing the fuck out right now.
What's wrong, Cody?
Well, I got the job being Taylor Swift's wedding planner.
What, you did? Well, aren't you happy, buddy?
Well, I was until I found out what she wanted.
Wait, why are you scratched up?
Oh, see, that's one of the things she wants. She wants a live grizzly bear to pop out of her wedding cake so it can be the ring bearer. She thought that would be a funny joke.
She wants a grizzly bear to give her rings?
Yes, she does. And so I've been trying to force a grizzly bear into a box so I can build a cake around him. But get this, she wants two cakes, a microphone cake and a football cake. And she wants them to be delivered by two Black Hawk helicopters onto the fucking field. I don't know which cake the bear is supposed to go in, but don't worry, there's no pressure, because she wants it to happen during the Super Bowl. Wait. She wants her wedding to be the halftime show of the Super Bowl. A Super Bowl that she wants Travis Kelce to play in. Now, I don't know how the fuck I'm supposed to make that happen. I'm gonna have to bribe some referees or something to make that happen. Oh, and here's the fun part. She wants 20 B-2 bombers to fly over the stadium during the ceremony. Well, guess what? The U.S. only has 19 fucking B-2 bombers. I'm gonna have to make a whole new B-2 bomber just for Taylor Swift's fucking wedding. Guys, this is impossible.
Well, calm down, buddy. You're not gonna have to worry about her wedding because there's gonna be no wedding because me and Joseph are gonna break them up.
You guys can't do that.
Well, we have to. Patrick Mahomes is gonna give us $1 million to break them up because he wants Travis Kelce to focus on football.
But Taylor, she deserves to be happy.
Okay, what is she paying you to do all this?
Friendship. I get to sit next to her during the games, and I can go out on nights on the town with her, and I can be in a music video.
Okay, well, we're gonna go break her up, so you can just relax, buddy.
Well, if you guys do break her up, let me know so I can stop trying to fight this bear.
Yeah, do that.
Next! Mr. Travis Kelce, will you sign my football?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can I also have a kiss?
Whoa, back up! That's an engaged man right there! Security, get her out of here!
Oh, man!
Shit, Joseph, security's pretty tight.
Dude, I don't know how the hell we're gonna get away with this.
Well, look, I'm like, Mr. Travis Kelce, will you sign this photo of yourself? Will you write, I love you? He's gonna go, sure. And right when he goes to sign, boom, Margot Robbie.
Dude, that's a picture of Margot Robbie's foot. What the hell?
Yeah.
Dude, it's supposed to be a picture of Margot Robbie, not her damn foot.
Well, I went on Google Images and I got distracted. But look, still, we all know that's Margot Robbie's foot, so it's Margot Robbie.
But how do you know Taylor knows it's Margot Robbie's foot?
Okay, watch this. If you were Taylor Swift and you saw your fiancé signing a picture of another woman's foot writing, I love you, would you be mad?
Look,
If I was her, I would definitely be mad, but I don't think Taylor understands the circumstances.
Okay, what if he writes, man, I want to lick that?
Dude, why the fuck would he put that on his own picture?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks himself is hot. I don't know, but we're going to figure it out.
Next!
Oh, grab the photos, grab the photos. I got it. Hi, Mr. Travis. Will you please fix the fucking photo? Will you sign this photo of yourself saying, man, I want to lick that and suck on it?
Oh, that's weird. No.
Okay.
He told you he ain't that damn freaky.
Okay. Can you write, I love you so much, and then write your name?
Yep.
Oh, my God, look over there. What's that over there?
What?
Oh, you have to sign. Go back to signing. It's right there. What? Man, I love you in football.
Oh,
man.
You love football?
Yeah. Are you gonna take her last name?
Oh yeah.
Oh cool. Yeah. Yeah. What's it like playing with Kermit the Frog as your quarterback?
Oh, he's all right.
Oh, that's really cool. Write that. Make sure you write I love you. Get the photo.
I got you, bro.
Oh, you can sign the picture of another girl's friend saying I love you. Oh, TMZ.
Oh no, we've been have.
Joseph, you send that picture to TMZ?
Oh yeah, dude. His ass is grass.
If that doesn't break them up, nothing will.
Oh, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! A photo of Travis Kelce signing a picture of Margot Robbie's foot is causing outrage by fans. But Taylor Swift has made a public statement saying that she will stand by her man.
No way.
You gotta be kidding me.
Way to fucking go, guys!
What's wrong, Cody?
Do you wanna tell me why I just got a call from Taylor Swift saying she wants a foot cake for her wedding now? Now she wants three cakes. That means I have to get a whole new Black Hawk helicopter to deliver it. I'm up to my fucking ears in aircraft.
I'm sorry, Cody.
Oh, you're sorry? I have to figure out which of the three cakes this fucking bear goes in. It used to be a 50-50 chance. Now it's 1 in 3.
I mean, we were trying to help.
Yeah, we were trying to help.
Well, you guys really fucked this up for me. Hey there.
Oh, no. You can leave. We're not going back to that Five Nights at Freddy's place.
Oh, don't worry. That place has been demolished.
Demolished?
Good, because that place gave me nightmares.
Yeah, I just came to give Jeffy his check for the 2 nights he worked there.
$3.20? That's it?
Yeah, well, minimum wage in Florida is $12 an hour, and he worked there 8 minutes the first night and 8 minutes the second night, and that's $1.60 a night, so he gets $3.20.
I worked there the second night.
You just kind of tagged along.
I did most of the work.
Here you go, Jeffy.
Yay! $3.20! I'm rich! I'm gonna go get my friends and buy toys.
Okay, Cody, it's time for you to draw a card.
Okay. Oh, I don't want to get jump scared. Yeah! Oh, this game has so many jump scares.
Hey, guys, look! I just made $3.20. You want to go to your club and throw pennies at strippers?
No, Jeffy, we're playing the Five Nights at Freddy's board game.
Ah! Five Nights at Freddy's! I've had nightmares ever since I worked there.
Then we don't have to play this game. But what are we going to do for the rest of the night?
Ooh, guys, I have an idea. We can have a sleepover at my house. We can tell scary stories and have pillow fights. It'll be so much fun.
I don't want to sleep in the same bed as you, Timmy.
I do. Well, you and Jeffy can stay in my sister's bed since she's at band camp, and me and Cody can sleep in my bed.
I mean, we can do that. You want to go, Jeffy?
Sure.
Let's go.
Okay, guys. Here's my sister's room. This is where you two will be sleeping.
Where's the TV?
Oh, we're not allowed to watch TV. My parents say it's the devil trying to communicate with us. Anyway, let's go to my room, Cody.
Okay.
This room is so boring, Jeffy. There's nothing to do.
Yeah.
All right, you rascals. It's 9 p.m. Lights out.
Oh, man. Now it's dark in here. I'm scared.
Well, I got this flashlight.
Turn it on. Oh, yeah. That looks so cool. Ooh, let me see it. Oh, my God, Jeffy. We could be like ghost hunters. You want to go hunt ghosts?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right. Let's go check and see what's down this way.
All right.
Okay, Jeffy. Let me know if you see any ghosts.
Okay, Junior.
Don't see any here.
Nope.
Let's check down the stairs.
Guys, what's going on?
Yeah, we heard screaming.
Wait a minute. You guys are playing peepees in the blanket and you didn't invite us?
No, Cody. Freddy's over there.
Freddy? That's not possible. You just got scared from playing that stupid board game.
No, he's at the stairs. Go check.
Okay, let's see.
There's literally nothing.
Why would they lie to us?
Guys, quit screwing around. Guys, if you were embarrassed we caught you playing peepees in the blanket, it's fine. We were gonna play it too.
Yeah, we just needed to borrow the blanket.
No, Freddy was really coming up the stairs!
That was probably just my dad turning off the light.
No, it was Freddy, right, Jeff? You saw him?
Yeah, we both saw him!
Guys, just go to bed.
Yeah, I can't believe they're scared of the dark.
We're not scared of the dark! Freddy was really there!
Yeah!
So, Cody, what do you want to do?
Wait, did you grab the blanket?
No, I forgot it!
Well, now we can't play peepees in the blanket.
Aww. Well, do you want to go to the closet?
Oh, do I want to go to the closet? Come on, you little rascal.
All right, Timmy, let's get in this closet.
Ooh, me first.
Did you just hear them scream?
Yeah, I did, Junior.
Do you want to go check it out?
Not really.
Okay, I'll go check it out. If you hear me scream, you call the cops.
Okay.
Guys, are you okay? We heard you scream. Timmy? Cody? You in here? Guys?
What happened, Junior?
There's another animatronic in their room.
Did it eat them?
It had to, because they're missing now.
Where is it at now?
I don't know. It was in their room. Close the door. Pull the door shut.
I am.
Okay, we have to get out of here. Oh, Jeffy, what are those things on the bed?
I don't know, Junior.
Oh, okay, they ran away. Wait, let's go out that doorway right there. Let's go out that doorway. Okay, Jeffy, let's go down the stairs. Back in the room. Pull the door shut.
I am, but what about the other door?
Oh, no, they have us trapped. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to sit here and we're just going to listen and wait for them to leave.
But my daddy says I'm not good at listening.
Okay, let's try to listen. If we can hear them walk away, then we can escape. Just listen. Okay. I think I heard them move. Check and see if they're still there.
Okay.
Junior, there's no one there, I promise.
Wait, really?
I lied!
I guess we're stuck in this room forever.
That sounds like a good idea, Junior.
Did you hear that noise? It sounds like it came from the closet.
Oh, no.
Okay, Jeffy, open the closet door.
No, you open the closet door. You're the one that heard something.
Okay. Wait a minute. That's just Foxy. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's nice.
You're a good guy, right? You want to kill us?
Run!
Open the door!
But there's one behind this door, too!
Fox is gonna get us! Go! What is that thing?
I don't know, Junior.
It looks like some kind of puppet.
Oh, no! The flashlight turned off! We'll turn it back on!
I'm trying!
Huh? Honey, what is all that screaming?
Isn't Timmy having a sleepover tonight?
Well, it's time for him to knock it off. Rumpus time is over. I'm going to go put an end to this. Boys, knock it off with all that yelling before I take my belt off and fucking hit you. All right, that's it. Spanking time for all four of you. All right, boys, who wants her spanking first?
It's the goddamn Easter Bunny! What the fuck you doing here, Easter Bunny? It's not Easter! It's the goddamn Smokey the Bear! What the fuck you doing here, Smokey the Bear? There's not a forest fire!
Huh? Hank? Hank, are you okay? Hank!
They have us cornered in every room of the house. We can't escape.
You want to try that door again?
We can try it again. Come on. Okay, Jeffy. I think one of us should stay here, and the other one goes and distracts the monsters so the other person can go get help.
Okay.
Okay, so I think you should stay here, and I'll go distract the monsters, and then I'll tell you when to come out so that you can go save yourself, okay? And I'll go distract them, all right?
Okay, I trust you.
Yeah, so you just stay right here. And I'll go do all the hard work and possibly get eaten. So just stay right here.
All right.
So yeah, just stay right here.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going out. He's in there. He's all yours.
You motherfucker!
I have to save myself. I'm almost free. The front door.
Hey there, I heard a bunch of screaming and thought I'd check it out.
Oh, thank God you're here. You know those animatronics from the Freddy Fazbear's place?
Yep.
Well, they're here, and they're trying to eat me.
That's impossible. That place burned down and was demolished, and it's also just a video game. They're not even real.
No, they're inside the house. They've already ate a few of my friends.
So you're telling me, if I go in there, I'm going to see Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, and Foxy, and they're going to try to eat me?
Yes, if you go in right now, you'll see them.
Okay, I'm going in, but if I don't see them, you owe me $5.
Well, I don't think you should go in there, because they're going to try to eat you.
Ah, you just don't want to give me $5.
Okay, come inside, but they're gonna eat you.
Okay, I will.
Okay, be very quiet. They could be anywhere.
Okay, well, first of all, it's dark in here. Let's turn some lights on. See? Look at that. It's like daytime. Nothing bad has ever happened in the daytime.
Except for 9/11 and Pearl Harbor and the JFK assassination and the Boston Marathon bombing.
You know what? Let's turn these lights back on.
Well, no, I like them on. Turn them back on.
Okay, if you say so.
What? Who just turned the lights off?
Wait a minute. I only know one fucker who likes to turn lights off, and it's a balloon fucker. Oh, you motherfucker! You want to dance, huh? Come here! That'll teach you to turn the lights off.
I think you knocked his tooth out.
No, let me see. Oh, yeah, I sure did. Look at that. Maybe I'll put that on a necklace like a shark tooth.
You owe me $5 because the animatronics are here.
No, I said Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, and Foxy. I never mentioned the balloon fucker.
Well, the other ones are upstairs.
Well, then let's get out of here before I owe you $5.
Well, I kind of abandoned one of my friends upstairs with them.
Why would you do that?
Because I wanted to save myself.
Ah, the coward's way out. I like the way you think. But unfortunately, I am a police officer, so I'm supposed to protect and serve. It's my job. It's a tough decision. Do I let a kid die or owe a kid $5? Okay, let's go save him.
Okay, Jeffy's in that room.
And you said there's animatronics in here?
Uh-huh.
Okay, just be ready.
Jeffy, are you in here?
I don't see him.
What if they ate him?
Just calm down. There's gotta be something left. They wouldn't just eat him whole.
Jeffy, are you in here? He's under the bed. Jeffy?
Hey.
Oh, they didn't eat you?
No, I ran and hid under your bed.
Where'd they go?
Mexico.
Really?
I don't know.
Kids, let's just get out of here before they come back.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, hide in the closet. Jeffy, stay there. Hurry, hide. Okay, kid, we're just gonna hide in this closet until they leave.
Good idea.
Okay, I think she's gone.
Oh no! Chica's trying to get Jeffy!
Yeah, we should probably do something about that, but that's scary. I think we're safe in this closet. What? You're saying Foxy's behind me? Oh, hey, Foxy. Oh no, don't worry about him. We're friends. Wait, Foxy, what are you doing? We're friends, remember? What are you talking about? Remember all those good times? Look at this montage.
Jeffy, come up onto the bed!
I'm right here!
Let's get out of here while Chica's on the ground!
Okay!
Let's go downstairs! Let's go downstairs! It's Freddy!
I gotta get out of here! I gotta get out of here! Maybe this way! She's chasing me! Where do I go? Where do I go? I'm cornered! I have nowhere to go!
What's wrong, Jeffy?
I had a bad dream that all the Five Nights at Freddy characters were eating us!
You just had a nightmare, Jeffy.
Yeah, and if you're still scared, we're about to have a sleepover at my house. We can all sleep in my sister's room.
Wait, where's your sister at?
I don't know. I don't have my sister's location.
Actually, it's called Sister Location. That's the name of the next one. So if you want to see the next one, make sure...
So, baby, what do you want to watch on TV?
Ooh, Marvin, can we watch my new favorite show? It's called Wife Switch.
Wife Switch? What happens on Wife Switch?
It's a show where people switch wives for about a week.
So married couples switch wives?
Mm-hmm.
Do they do the normal things that normal married couples do?
Like what?
Anal. What, Jeffy, what are you doing?
Well, I wanted to come by and tell you that the Nintendo Swap 2 came out today, and I wanted to see where it was.
What's a Nintendo Swap 2?
It's a game console that you told me you'd buy for me 6 months ago.
I didn't tell you I'd buy you a game console 6 months ago.
Yes, you did. It's $500.
$500? Now, I know you're lying, because I did not agree to buy you something for $500.
Well, I have video proof right here, and it'll hold up in court.
It's coming. Oh, sorry, wrong video. Here it is.
Guys, or Jeffy, I'm about to ask my daddy for the Nintendo Swap 2 and see what he says.
Hey, daddy! Hey, daddy!
Get that camera
hey,
on my face!
Hey, daddy!
What?
Hey, daddy, can you buy me the Nintendo Swap 2?
What even is that?
It's a game console.
What? No!
Why?
Because you have plenty of game consoles.
Why?
I don't know, because you have a lot.
Why? Because I want a new one.
Okay, well, how much is this new one?
$500.
$500? We don't have that kind of money.
Why?
Because I don't have money.
Why?
Because I don't know, Jimmy. Just stop asking why.
It comes out in 6 months.
Okay, you know what? If you stop annoying me, in 6 months, I will have it pre-ordered, and it'll be waiting for you on the couch when it comes out if you stop annoying me.
So suck it! Proof right there, Daddy! You can suck on these chipmunk balls!
I don't remember that happening at all.
But Marvin, there's video evidence!
I guess there is. I guess I did promise it, huh?
So did you pre-order it or not? Because if you didn't, that would make you a liar! A liar, liar, panties on fire!
Marvin, I hope you pre-ordered it, otherwise you'd be very mean, and I'd be very disappointed in you, and I'd be dry as the Sahara Desert down there.
Ooh, Daddy ain't getting no. I
did pre-order it. Oh, that thing. That, I do remember agreeing 6 months ago, and I did pre-order it. It's just so long ago that I forgot that I spent that $500 then. It's at Target, and I gotta go pick it up right now, so, yeah.
Then go get it!
I'm gonna get it, and you owe me Nunu. Okay, where is it? Where is the Nintendo Swap 2? Okay, they gotta have one in here somewhere. They gotta have one in here. Ooh, there's a flyer! Nintendo Swap 2, $500.
Hey, sir, can I help you find something?
Yes, I need a Nintendo Swap 2, the thing on this flyer.
Oh, you mean the thing that just came out that sold out literally all over the world?
Yes, that. Do you have one?
No, we're sold out.
What, sold out? You just had a $500. You gotta have more.
Yeah, you saw the flyer, huh? Do you like it? I actually photoshopped that myself. See that 500? Isn't that cool? It's all, like, comic booky. That took me, like, 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, but please, sir, you gotta have one in the back or somewhere. Come on.
No, sir, if you read the flyer, it says we have a limited supply.
That says you have a limide supply.
A limide? Did I say I made this? Because I didn't. It was actually one of my coworkers who is illiterate, and that's why it's spelled wrong. He's going to be in big trouble for that. But honestly, it's an honest mistake that anybody would have made, you know? Because, I mean, I'm sure he was working so hard making that 500, he didn't notice his spelling error.
So, do you have any of these, please?
No, I don't. See, because if you look at the second line, it says first come, first serve. And the first two words of that is what I do with my wife in bed. Always first.
Oh, come on, please, you gotta have one. You work here, you gotta have, like, a connection to someone.
No, I don't have any, okay? Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go correct a spelling mistake on behalf of my coworker, who is not me.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, I can't believe they didn't have any Nintendo Swap 2s. Jenny's gonna be so mad at me. Hopefully he'll accept this PlayStation Portal.
Hey there.
Hey.
What you got there?
A PlayStation Portal.
Oh, nice, nice.
It's not what I wanted, though.
Oh, yeah? What'd you want?
A Nintendo Swap 2.
Oh, yeah. They're sold out everywhere. It's impossible to get one of those. It'd be real convenient if you knew somebody who knew how to get one.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Do you know someone that can get me one?
No. Do you?
What? No?
Oh, well, sorry for wasting your time. Have a nice night.
Wait, hey, don't get back here!
What's up?
I thought you were going to say you knew someone that could get me one, or you were going to charge me, like, double the price.
But no, that'd be illegal. I'm not going to do that. I thought maybe you had one, but then I saw this, and I realized you didn't. Which is too bad. I was willing to pay you, too, because I promised my son I'd get him one, so I'm getting pretty desperate.
But I promised my son to get one, and they're sold out everywhere.
Oh, hey, same boat. I mean, I don't really go on boats because I'm a dolphin, but you know.
So you can't get me one? You don't know any secret way to get one?
No, sorry. I wish I could help. But hey, if you find one, let me know.
Why would I let you know if I find one? I'm keeping it for myself.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm keeping it for myself if I find one, too.
I find one first. Oh, God damn it. You stupid dolphin.
Mother, do you think Father is lying?
He usually does.
Does. All right, Jeffy. Here's that game system you wanted.
What else?
This is the game system you asked for.
What the frick? What the frickin' frick is this, Daddy?
It's the Nintendo Swap 2. I asked the worker, and this is what he gave me 6 months ago when I pre-ordered it.
This is not the Nintendo Swap 2. It says PlayStation, not Nintendo.
Well, maybe it's better. Look, it has everything you want on it.
No, Daddy, this thing sucks. And I'll tell you why it sucks while I open it. So first of all, this is a PlayStation Portal, which means you can't download games on it. It's only a streaming device to your actual PlayStation. So you can't download anything, and you have to have your Wi-Fi connected to your PlayStation and the Wi-Fi connected to this thing. So if you're poor and you don't have Wi-Fi, you're screwed. So you want me to show you how this thing is really useful in some ways?
What?
I can show you the only good use for this thing. You want to see it?
Yes.
All right, come on.
Oh, if you're going to break it, you don't do that.
The only thing this thing is good for is getting hit with an axe.
Well, no, Jimmy, listen. Listen, if you're going to break it, let me return and get my $230 back.
Wait a minute. So you knew that the thing I wanted was $500, and yet you spent $230 on the wrong thing?
Well, no, this is what the guy told me when I asked for the Nintendo Swap thing.
Well, then you deserve to lose $230 for lying.
Well, Jimmy! Oh, it better not be broken.
Jimmy! You cracked the screen!
Okay, it's not so bad. Do you think if I put it back in the box, they won't notice it?
Now they will.
Oh, Jimmy, you frickhead! It was an accident! Get it, Daddy? An accident?
Oh, you... Okay, what is that? How many accidents was that? You piece of... Oh, you... Oh, I want to say so many...
It's going to be 230 accidents.
You better knock that off.
Put that in the box.
Ugh. Marvin, what happened to it?
Jeffy hit it with an axe.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I'm sure it was an accident.
Oh, it sure was, Mommy. It was an axe and a lot of dents.
Jeffy, why would you break this? That's a waste of $230. I could have got my money back and used it towards a real Nintendo Swap 2.
Daddy, you want to know what I think happened? I think you didn't order me the Nintendo Swap 2, and then you panicked and went down to the store and bought me this bullshit.
Yep, Marvin, it does look like bullshit.
Yeah, it is, because you can't download shit on this thing.
All right, everyone stop throwing around the S word. You keep saying it. You said it too many times.
Shish Kebab, Shawshank Redemption, Chicago! You're out of here! Go on, go, get, go give me the right thing.
Jeffy, look, I'm gonna have to try to return this thing and beg for my money back. Hopefully the Target employee doesn't look for it and then ask if it's broken.
Marvin, just admit it that you didn't pre-order it.
I did pre-order it, and you know what? I'm gonna bring the employee here, and he can admit to you guys that I did buy it, so you're not the Sahara Desert, and you can believe me because you guys don't believe me. You guys think I'm a liar.
Oh, Daddy gonna get you a new-new?
Yeah, I'm gonna get that new-new.
Oh, he gonna get it too.
I'm gonna get the employee here, and he's gonna tell you guys that I really bought him. He sold me the wrong thing, and it's all his fault, so let me go get him.
Hey, Boynie, how was your day at work?
I don't want to talk about it, Karen. I quit Target.
What? But you love working at Target.
I made a very embarrassing mistake.
Uh-oh, Boynie. Did you accidentally say, hi, welcome to Walmart?
No.
Well, did you put alcohol in the Kool-Aid section again?
No, I made a spelling mistake. I was supposed to put limited supply on the flyer, and instead I put limeade supply.
Oh, what's limeade, Boynie? Oh, is it like limeade, which is like lemonade, but with limes? I love limeade.
Oh, God, no.
$500 is a lot for limeade. Made, Boynie.
Oh, my flyer is so confusing.
It really is, Boynie. Like, why did you do comic book style for the 500? And then look, you put Target in lowercase letters, but on your shirt it's all uppercase.
All right, that's it. I'm ripping off the logo. I'm making it official. I don't work at Target anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry, Boynie. Where are you gonna work now?
I don't know.
Are you gonna work at Walmart?
What, and be a receipt checker? No way. Nobody wants to be a receipt checker. Who in kindergarten is like, hey, Timmy, what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, I want to be a receipt checker. I want to make sure people don't steal from a mega corporation. That's what I want to do with my life. Wait, oh, someone's at the door, Karen. Maybe I can practice. Maybe they have a receipt I can check. And Karen, even if I do become a receipt checker and I catch someone stealing, I'm not allowed to tackle them. What am I supposed to do? Shame them? Do I just shake my fist at them and go, ooh, you shoplifters, I'll get you next time. Hello?
Hey, you're the guy from Target, right?
No, I'm not Alex from Target. Why does everybody keep asking me that? He lives two doors down. He's like a model or something now. Hey, ask him about Ellen. He loves to tell that story.
No, you're the guy I met at Target today with the typo.
Oh, is that all I am now? Typo guy? Now I'm never gonna get on Ellen. I bet Alex didn't make typos. The only talk show I could get on is Montel Williams. Is he even on? I don't know. I don't watch daytime TV.
Listen, I bought a PlayStation today from Target, and I would like to return it.
Okay, then take it to the store tomorrow. They're closed right now.
I know you work there, and I was wondering if you could, like, just take it from me and you give me the money for it.
Well, I quit Target, and that doesn't even make sense what you want to do because I'm not Target.
Okay, listen, just screw everything I just said. I will give you $50.
I'm not going to piss on you. I'm so tired of doing that to people I meet at Target.
What?
They go through the checkout line. There's like, hey, here's $50. Piss on me, please. I'm like, okay, why not? Well, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm changing my ways.
I was going to say I'll give you $50 if you can lie to my wife and son and tell them that I pre-ordered a Nintendo Swap 2 from you and you lost it.
Wait, you want me to lie for money?
Yeah, I want you to say that you messed up the entire order and gave me the wrong thing.
Sir, I may piss on people, but a liar I am not.
Well, you've lied before.
You're right, that was a lie too. Come on, let's do it. Hold on, I gotta get my sticker.
Your sticker. All right, guys, here's the Target employee that I pre-ordered my Nintendo Swap 2 from, and he screwed me over. Tell him.
Oh, well, I don't really know what he's talking about until I get my 50.
You go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, everything he just said is absolutely true.
So my father, 6 months ago, pre-ordered a Nintendo Swap 2 from you.
Oh, yeah, he was the first in line. I've never seen a father so dedicated to getting something for his son.
So if he was first in line, why did he end up with the Sony Port?
Ooh, that's a really good question. You know, my memory's a little foggy. I think maybe my friend Ulysses S. Grant could help remind me.
Who?
He's on the 50?
Okay, he's right there asking.
Well, I think he needs his twin brother because he's looking kind of sad.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, he totally did order one. See, the problem is I oversold the swap, too. So, you know, we were all out, and so I tried to pull a fast one and give you Dad this.
Yeah, yeah, see, he's an asshole.
Mm-hmm, I am.
Wait, okay. So can you get him a real one, then?
Oh, no. They're sold out all over the world.
Okay, well, then how long until I get mine?
I don't know, a couple months?
A couple months? I want it now! If I don't get the Nintendo Swap 2, I'm going to pull my pants down and rub my stink hole across the couch until it leaves a stink.
And Marvin, no Nunu until Jeffy gets what he wants.
What? No Nunu?
Ooh, Marvin, no Nunu and stink hole couch? Ooh, you better find one.
Where am I going to find one? How am I going to find one?
Well, it's not like one's just going to show up at your front door. What could that be?
Let me answer it. Can you come with me?
Oh, sure.
Hello?
Hey, guess who got a Nintendo Swap 2?
What? How?
I went all the way to the other side of town to a different Target.
Oh, we should go there.
Nope, because I got the last one in town forever. They said they're never going to have another one in our region ever again.
Oh, come on, man. How much? I'll pay you anything for it.
You can't pay me for this. This is for my kid.
Daddy, I want it! Or I'll stinkhole couch!
Marvin, you gonna let him bitch you like that?
Wait, why would you bring it here if you're not gonna sell it to me?
Just to brag.
You know what? He's a dolphin. We can take him. Come on, guys. I got the chokehold!
Mommy, Daddy got me the Nintendo Swap too!
Marvin, it's like Niagara Falls!
Ooh, Daddy gonna get that wet noo.
Marvin, for beating up a dolphin, I think I've earned another Ulysses S. Grant.
How many more 50s?
Okay, well, what about a Benjamin? Or maybe an Andrew Jackson? Or an Alexander Hamilton? Abraham Lincoln's on the 5.
I don't have any more money.
Come on, Marvin, give me something. I really don't want to be a receipt taker at Walmart.
I've given you too much money today.
Okay, you know what, Marvin? If you don't give me any more money, that Nintendo Swap 2 is going to have a little accident.
You've made that joke 3 times.
Oh, man, no, I'm never going to be on Ellen.
Well, how about this? If you can return this to Target and get my full money back, we can split the money.
Really?
Yeah, as long as you can get the money back.
Okay, well, let me just make sure it's all one piece.
No.
Ooh, I'm LeBron! No! Aw, oh, man, my basketball went in the sewer! Aw, oh, maybe I can reach it.
Hi, Joseph! Ah! Looking for this?
Oh, yeah, that's my basketball!
Then grab it.
Okay!
All right, Susan, what do we got?
The kid was playing outside and something in that sewer ate him, sir.
Ate him, you say?
Yes, the neighbors reported sounds of munching.
Could have been an alligator.
Monster munching, sir.
A monster munch?
The monster munch!
It is the monster munch.
The monster munch!
Well, I mean, it could be Pennywise. It has been exactly 27 years.
Has it been that long, sir?
Yeah, how time flies. Were there any witnesses?
Yes, sir. That man over there!
Oh, my God! Is that the voice actor from the intro of Charlie and Friends?
I am.
Oh, can you say the thing?
I don't think that's appropriate right now.
Oh, come on, just for me?
All right, fine. Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Oh, I love it. So did you see the kid die or what?
Yeah, he was playing by the drain, and then a clown came out and ate him.
Oh, well, that sounds like Pennywise. Thank you, sir. You can go.
Okay.
Sir, what are we going to do?
Well, I'm sure as hell not going down there, because I don't want to get eight apples and bananas. So I say we get a grenade and we just toss it down there. That'll either scare him out so we can arrest him, or it'll blow his face off.
But, sir, where are we going to get a grenade?
Oh, Simmons, get the grenade on a stick.
Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, just light it and throw it in the sewer.
I don't have a lighter.
Oh, shit, neither do I. Susan, lighter?
No, sir.
Hey, Charlie and Friends intro guy.
Yeah, I thought you said I could go.
Yeah, you can, but do you have a lighter?
Of course, I smoke crack.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to get any royalty checks from Charlie and Friends intro.
Oh, well, that sucks, but can you light that for me?
Yeah, sure.
Fire in the hole!
Is it over?
I think so, sir.
All right, let's check and see if we got him. Oh, I can't see shit, and I'm not going down there to check either. I think we should just put out a news alert that says Pennywise on the loose.
So, guys and girl, what do you want to do today?
Wait, where's Joseph?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him all day. The last time I heard from him, he said he was going to practice dribbling his basketball in the middle of the road.
Oh, he should be fine then.
Yeah, but I brought my snuggums boogums.
Don't call her that.
Hi, Cody.
Don't talk to other men. What, you want him?
Oh, wait. Junior, I feel weird.
What's wrong?
I feel like I have to tell everybody about today's sponsor for the video. Hey, guys. I wanted to tell you about today's sponsor, Honkai Star Rail. It's a free game for PC, mobile, and now available on my favorite, PS5. That's my favorite console. I say it all the time.
Hawkeye Star Rail lets you go on an RPG space adventure, exploring crazy new worlds, solving puzzles, finding secrets, and fighting in turn-based battles with tons of characters to choose from. My favorite character right now is Topaz. She's so hot. I mean, I'm gay, but she's still hot. Wow. And she's got this cute pet, Numby. They do crazy fire stuff together that deals tons of damage. He's always there to help out in battle. Hawkeye Star Rail's brand new update features new story, two new maps, and they're even kicking off the Ethereum Wars, where you can make your favorite monsters fight. If you log in for 7 days, you can get 10 free Star Rail special passes and use them to try to get the new characters, Jingliu or Topaz. Download now to try this game out, too. And if you use the code below, you can get 50 Stellar Jades. Thanks to Hawkeye Star Rail for sponsoring this video. Now go play or I'll put my... wait... Jeffy's diaper on your head!
Breaking news, okay? Pennywise the Dancing Clown ate a kid in the sewer today. Police want to hold an emergency press conference now.
Come here, you damn booger. Gotta get the damn booger out of there.
What? Oh, we're live. Well... yeah, I was picking my nose. You know, sometimes you just gotta get that booger out of there, you know? But anyway, back to the press conference. I just wanted to make a statement letting everybody know they should keep their children indoors and keep an eye on them so Pennywise doesn't eat them, okay? Also, be on the lookout for a red balloon floating around. Pennywise likes to do that before he shows up. So we just want to make sure Pennywise doesn't have anything to eat. Eeples and beninis. Thank you.
Jeepers, creepers, Pennywise is on the loose.
What's a Pennywise?
Junior, you've never heard of Pennywise the Dancing Clown?
Ah, I hate clowns, that's my biggest fear.
Because what have clowns been your biggest fear?
Ever since we got kidnapped by one on the bus.
Oh yeah, that did happen.
Anyway, Pennywise is a monster that can turn himself into your biggest fear and then he eats you.
Wait, he can turn himself into your biggest fear?
Yeah.
No matter what it is?
Yeah, no matter what.
What if my biggest fear was 9/11 happening again? Like 9/11-2, the squeakquel.
Well, they wouldn't call it the squeakquel.
How do you know?
They wouldn't name it after a chipmunk movie.
Well, if that was my biggest fear, he really could turn himself into buildings and planes and a national tragedy?
Well, I don't know. Is that your biggest fear?
No, my biggest fear is Coco.
What the hell is...
you don't know what Coco is? Scary girl from 2019?
No.
Yeah, Google it.
Okay.
Google Coco. The scariest thing you'll ever see.
Ah!
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, that is pretty scary.
Ah! Yeah, it's really scary. I don't want Coco to eat me. What's your biggest fear?
Oh, well, I mean, mine's kind of dumb.
What is it?
Well, I have arachibutyrophobia.
What is that?
Well, it's the fear of getting peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth.
That is the gayest thing I've ever heard, Cody.
Well, that's what I'm the most afraid of.
There's no way you're afraid of peanut butter getting stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Yes, I am. You know how when you're eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and the peanut butter gets stuck to the roof of your mouth? What if you just couldn't get it off? It was stuck there forever.
Cody, it's not a fear, Cody. Shut up.
Well, that's what I'm the most afraid of.
I'm the only one here with a real fear, which is Coco.
Yours is the only one that isn't real. Peanut butter's real. Clowns are real. Not real.
Coco is real. Coco eat both you guys up. Coco would eat your peanut butter and would eat your clown.
Well, okay. Well, I don't even care, so I'm just going to go home, okay?
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to stay here and go to take a nap or something.
I'm going to make like a banana and split.
They were annoying me anyway.
Hey there, Penelope. I just came to tell you goodnight. Wait, who are you texting?
My boyfriend.
Boyfriend? What's he look like?
Oh, no, he has orange hair. He's funny.
Wait, he's not a clown, is he?
Dad!
Well, you know, because I did this case today where a kid got eaten by a clown.
I know, Dad. I saw it on the news.
Well, I just wanted to remind you there's a clown that comes out of a sewer every 27 years and he eats kids just like you. And because you're afraid of clowns, he feeds off of that. So you'd be like number one on his list. You'd be like a beefy Crunchwrap Supreme to him.
Thanks, Dad!
And you know what's extra messed up? You can't even get away from him, too. It doesn't matter if you lock your doors and windows. He'll still just show up. He's like magic or some shit.
Dad, quit it!
Okay. I'm just reminding you, if you see a red balloon, he coming, okay? So you want these lights off?
No, keep them on after you told me all that.
Well, guess what? You don't pay the power bill, so I'm going to turn them off, and I'm going to go try to bang your stepmom. Oh, and also, break up with your boyfriend. You're not allowed to have a boyfriend until you're, like, 37.
Ugh, I hate him! Oh, what's that? A red balloon! My dad says that he's coming!
Hello, Penelope.
Ah!
Stop screaming. You like balloons?
No, I don't want it!
What the hell was that?
Boynie, you didn't hear your daughter scream?
Yeah, but she does stuff like that all the time.
She screamed really loudly, Boynie. You should go check on her.
Nah, she's fine. She probably, like, started her period or something. I don't know anything about that. I'm not touching that.
Cody, your PB&J is ready. Oh no, PB&J! What's the PB&J ratio, Mom? Is it more PB or J? Cody, Mommy didn't take a meds today, so just eat your fucking sandwich. Okay, well it's a good thing I took my peanut allergy medicine. Ooh, that still looks like a lot of peanut butter. Ooh, here I go. Oh no, that was way too much peanut butter. And it's stuck to the roof of my mouth. That's my worst fear. Oh no, it's Pennywise. I bet he made the peanut butter stick to the roof of my mouth.
How's that peanut butter?
I don't like it. It's stuck. I'm getting it though. All that. Yeah, I got it. You can't kill me now. I'm still gonna run to Junior's house though. Hey, Junior.
Oh, hey, Cody. What are you doing here?
What game you playing?
Oh, I was just playing Honkai Star Rail.
Oh, you got Numby, don't you? Yeah, you're playing as Topaz, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Numby.
Well, what are you doing here? You said you were going home.
Well, I did, but then Pennywise tried to kill me.
He did?
Yeah, I was eating a PB&J sandwich, and that dang old peanut butter got stuck right to the roof of my mouth, and I almost died. Luckily, my tongue game's hard, so I just licked that peanut butter right off there. I could show you how good my tongue game is if you want me to.
What?
What?
Oh, no. I was texting Penelope, and she stopped replying, so I started playing this really fun game.
Oh, no. Maybe Pennywise got her.
No, she didn't die, no. Pennywise doesn't even exist. Like, he hasn't even tried to eat me.
Well, have you seen... That's your biggest fear.
No, I haven't seen Coco.
Coco! No, don't scream. Pennywise feeds off of that. He thinks it's delicious.
But Coco is so scary. Like, look at the face. Look at that scary-ass face. Oh, my God, he's getting more hungry.
No, Junior. Pennywise can't hurt us if we're not afraid of him. Just say something mean to him. Look, watch. Hey, that's just a spirit Halloween mask. See, we're making him cry.
Okay, so I gotta say mean stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, Coco. You look like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's crying.
Keep going.
You look like one of those emo kids in high school. Yeah.
Yeah, keep saying mean stuff.
And I bet you get no hoes, that's why you eat kids.
Oh, that one hurt. He gets no hoes.
No homo.
Yeah, you get no hoes.
Look, Junior, he's back in his clown form. Now we can make fun of him for being a clown.
You're a stupid, ugly clown. Yeah, I bet you didn't go to college. That's why you became a clown.
Yeah, I bet you can't even make balloon animals.
Yeah, and who has orange hair? Only ugly people have orange hair.
Yeah, I bet you haven't even played Honkai Star Rail, you fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you don't know who Numby is either.
Yeah, or Topaz.
You idiot.
Yeah, what a loser.
All right, Junior, he's weak. Now rip his fucking heart out.
Okay.
Oh, so violent. Oh, my God. There's blood everywhere.
Yeah, I ripped his heart out.
Oh, I wish we could show that. That was so cool, but we just can't.
Yeah, there's blood everywhere. Look, his heart is beating on the ground, just squirting blood every time it beats.
Oh, he's so dead.
Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, there's blood everywhere.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, wow, Cody. I didn't have to wash my hands because I wiped it on the bedsheet that I can't show.
Oh, that's really convenient. I didn't think it would be so easy to kill him, honestly.
Yeah, so what are we going to do now? We have all night to hang out.
Well, Junior, I think we're going to play some Honkai Star.
Oh, man, I can't wait to eat this pink frosted sprinkle donut. Oh, it looks so delicious. And it's so fresh. Wait.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's time. Oh, yes.
Hey, Chef BB.
What? Junior, what are you doing in here?
Wondering what you're doing.
Wait, why are you out of your room?
What were you about to do this donut?
I was about to eat it until you interrupted me.
Why are you taking your clothes off?
Because I eat my donuts naked. You don't eat your donuts naked?
No.
Hey, everybody, look at this weird kid. He doesn't eat his donut naked. He eats his donuts with clothes on. Yeah. Weirdo.
Chef BB, you're weird.
Wait, no, I'm not. Look, just answer the door, okay? And take about 30 seconds to 2 minutes, depending on if I can think of Margot Robbie. Oh, yeah.
Hello?
UPS, I got a package for you. Need you to sign for it.
Okay.
Hey, don't drop my pen. That's my favorite pen.
I'm sorry.
Well, do you know how many lavender pens there are? Not that many.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you better be sorry. You know who almost touched that pen?
Who?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, Eddie Murphy. You know, the voice of Donkey from Shrek. See, I was at a basketball game this one time, and then I saw Eddie Murphy there, and I saw him get up to go to the bathroom, so I followed him into the bathroom, and then I started peeing at the urinal next to him, and then I looked over and I said, hey, Eddie Murphy, can I get your autograph? And he said, no, we're in a bathroom. But he almost did it. He could have done it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, so you just go ahead and sign. Just be honored that I'm letting you use my Eddie Murphy pee pen. That's your signature?
Yeah.
What? It's crappy. I hope you're never famous and you have to sign something in a bathroom like Eddie Murphy almost did.
Well, here's your pen back.
Oh, wait. Oh, come on! I just got through telling you how expensive that pen is! Here, take it. Disrespect Eddie Murphy.
I didn't order a package. I wonder what this is. Oh my God! An iPad! This is so crazy! Why would somebody send me a free iPad? I didn't order one! There's no way I could afford one of these. Huh. Maybe I won a contest. I have no idea, but somebody really loves me. I'm gonna call my friends.
Hey, Jenny, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on, dude?
I want a contest. I want an iPad.
Dude, an iPad? Oh, that's like $1,000.
Jenny, what kind of contest did you win to win an iPad?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
A random package came to my door and it had an iPad in it.
Well, then you didn't win a contest.
How do you know?
Because you have to enter a contest to win a contest.
Maybe I won the most not entered contest contest.
Well, if you didn't enter a contest, then how would they know who to send the iPad to?
They checked the database and they said, ooh, he's never entered a contest. He wins.
Dude, I wish I never entered a contest.
Right.
Junior, I don't think this package was meant for you.
How do you know?
Well, Junior, look right here. It says it's for somebody named Oliver.
Well, that's my name. My name's Oliver.
Dude, when did you change your name to Oliver?
Yesterday.
No, Junior, this is for somebody named Oliver Clothesoff.
That's me. I identify as Oliver Clothesoff.
No, Junior, this wasn't even supposed to come here. It's supposed to go to California. We live in Florida.
Well, I identify as the state that I live in, as California, and I identify as Oliver, and if you say otherwise, I'm offended and you're canceled.
Yeah, it's 2021. He can be whatever he wants, Cody.
Yeah, and Mr. Potato Head should not have a gender. His name should be Potato Head. Or her name. And also, I hate the Pillsbury Doughboy. All the little girls can never grow up to be a Pillsbury Doughboy, so we should change it to the Pillsbury Dough Person.
Yeah, you tell him, bro.
Junior, listen to me. You opened somebody else's mail. That's a felony.
No, it was sent to my address, and I had to sign for it. So obviously they wanted me to have it.
No, they don't want you to have it, Junior. Just put this back in the box and tell UPS they made a mistake.
But I really want an iPad. Ooh, how about we do the 7-second rule? I wait 7 seconds. If they don't come back, I get to keep it.
Junior, no, that's a rule for food that you drop on the ground, not packages you're not supposed to receive.
Well, the 7-second rule for food, and this is an Apple product. Apple's a food.
Junior, okay, you know what? Fine. You have fun playing Angry Birds and Candy Crush or whatever, but I'm not helping.
What? Who's that?
It's probably UPS telling you that they made a mistake.
Oh, no, it's not. I bet it's Apple sending me more free stuff because Apple likes me. Hello? Are you here to give me more free iPads?
No. Listen, I made a big mistake.
What is it?
Giving you my Eddie Murphy pee pen because you scuffed it when you dropped it on the ground. And then I made another mistake after that. See, that package I gave you wasn't for you. It was for somebody else, so I need it back.
What package?
Oh, don't you do this to me. The package that I just gave you a minute ago, I need it back.
You didn't leave a package here.
Yes, I did. Look. This is your signature right here. You signed for it, remember?
Huh.
That's a crappy signature?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know.
Kid, come on. Look, if you don't give me that package back, I could lose my job.
Take that L.
I'm not gonna take that L.
Get wrecked.
I'm not gonna get wrecked. Stop using your Xbox terminology. I just really need that package back.
Listen, I don't know what package you're talking about, so just take that L, get wrecked, whatever you gotta do, but you didn't leave a package here, so leave.
Kid, okay. All right, listen. Do you know who that package was meant for?
Who?
It's this kid, okay? And he's really sick. He was born with no legs and one arm, okay? He has no lungs. He has to breathe through a machine. His life is terrible, okay? The one thing he wanted before he died was that iPad, because he only has a few days left to live. So he just wants to have a few days to entertain himself before he dies. So please, give that iPad back. You'd be doing a lot for someone who doesn't have a lot.
Sucks to suck.
Oh, that story was made up, but you are heartless. Okay, listen here. I'm going to come back with my cop outfit, and I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to get that package myself.
Yeah, good luck. Come back with a warrant. Guys, we need to hide this iPad. Who wants to take it back to their house for a few days?
Who is at the door, Junior?
The UPS guy.
And what did he say?
He said we have to give the package back.
I told you, Junior, you received somebody else's package.
Your mom received someone else's package.
Yes, I know. My mom cheats on my dad a lot, but we're not talking about that right now.
Look, I don't want to give this iPad back because I already accepted in my mind that I have an iPad.
Junior, it's not too late. If you just put it back in the box, we can pretend this never happened. Or what?
Or we can open it and play video games.
Come on, do it like that. Let's do it.
Yeah.
No, Junior.
Whoa!
Dude.
You opened it.
Cody, look how angry these birds are.
Yeah, I see them, Junior. They're very angry birds. Almost as angry as the cops are going to be when they find out what you did.
Cody, if the cops show up, I just won't answer the door.
Fine, have fun in jail.
Cody, I'm going to backhand you.
Don't backhand me, Junior. Daddy, Arter.
Who's that?
It's probably the cops.
Well, I'm not going to answer it. More angry birds.
Hello? What do you want? You know I was busy, right?
Okay, sorry. Why are you naked?
Can a man enjoy his donut in peace?
Wait, you like to eat donuts naked too?
Wait, you do too?
What, yeah! Do you have any more donuts?
No!
Oh, well, then I'll just put my clothes back on then. I do need to search your house though.
Look, search or do whatever you need to. I've got some business to handle.
Oh, okay.
Awesome!
Dude, I smell bacon!
What, bacon?
Yeah, I smell pigs!
The cops?
Oh yeah, dude. The Angry Birds hate pigs, and we hate them too.
Oh, what are the cops doing here? They're trying to take my iPad. Cody, hide the iPad.
Where?
Hide it anyway, I don't know, just hide it.
Okay.
And the box.
Alright, kid, where is it?
Where's what? The warrant you're supposed to have?
I have a warrant.
Show me.
It's in the car.
Go get it.
I can't get it, because somebody stole my car.
Well, go after him.
I can't go after him, because I don't have a car anymore.
Use my dad's car.
Well, I'm not insured to drive other people's cars.
You don't have a warrant.
I don't, okay? You're right. The judge said it was stupid and he wouldn't give it to me, but I'm still a cop. You gotta do what I say.
Get out of my house. I didn't give you the right to search my house.
Give me the right to search your house, say what?
What?
Ha! You just gave me the right to search your house.
Darn it!
Yeah, it's an old cop trick. We use it to poop in people's cars. So, like, we pull them over and we say, hey, can I poop in your car? And they say, no, I'm gonna let you do that. Then I say, give me the right to poop in your car, say what? And then they say, what? And then I take a big old stinky poop right in the driver's seat of their car so they gotta sit in on the ride home. And I make them watch while I do it. I love being a cop.
Well, no longer have the right to search my house, say what?
Nice try. You can't kid a kid a kid.
Well, Peter Piper picked a pail of pickled peppers.
No, it's all wrong. It's Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
A peck?
Yeah, a peck is like a collection of peppers, pickled or otherwise.
Well, I like picked a pail of pickled peppers.
I mean, you could pick a pail of pickled peppers, but it's picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Oh, well, anyway, even if you search my house, you're not going to find anything because I already shipped the package back to the guy.
Wait, really?
Yeah, the guy it was originally supposed to go to, I shipped the package to that guy, so you don't have to worry about it.
Huh. Okay. Then pinky promise.
What?
Pinky promise that you sent the package back to the guy.
Dude, you can't lie on a pinky promise.
Yeah, if you lie about a pinky promise, go straight to hell. That's in the Bible.
Thou shalt not lieth on a pinky promise. Corinthians 4:15.
I know, Joseph. Pinky promise.
Don't do it, dude. Don't do it, dude.
I can't do it.
Aha! I knew it! You know, we sent people to the electric chair that way.
I know. Look, how about this? If you don't find the iPad in 2 minutes, I get to keep it.
Okay, deal! Damn it, why am I so competitive? Okay, the time starts now. Not here. Not here either.
You're never gonna find it. I hope Cody hit it somewhere good.
He better, dude.
Oh, baby. You were the best donut I ever had. But you know what to do. Clean yourself up and call an Uber.
Where do I put it? Ooh, a oven. Okay, that's taken care of. But hey, a donut. Is anybody gonna eat this donut? I'll take it. Where is it? There. Where are you? Aha! There it is!
No, my bad!
No, I got it in that 2 minutes. We had a deal.
Give me my
Dude,
look at this pig!
My Eddie Murphy pee pen!
Joseph, throw it!
No!
No, dude, it's a pretty good pee!
Throw it!
Oh no! Which one do I choose? The iPad or the Eddie Murphy pee pen?
Yes!
No! The iPad! Darn it!
Alright, kid, how's the iPad?
I'm afraid to look.
Well, flip it over. Oh, yeah, that thing's done.
Oh, it's broken!
Well, this should be a lesson to you for trying to steal Mr. Klozoff's iPad. I mean, he'll get another one because he had package insurance.
If he had insurance, why didn't you just let me keep it?
Because you needed to be taught a lesson that it's wrong to steal people's packages.
Oh, I really wanted to play Angry Birds 2. I love having an iPad.
Well, too bad about the iPad, Junior, but I just ate a really delicious donut. It had a hair in it, though.
A hair?
All right, class, today is the last day of school. So if you think you're going to sit there and do nothing and have a day off, then you're wrong. You're going to be doing no more schoolwork so you don't forget anything over the summer.
Dude, this sucks.
Thanks, Teach. I wanted some more knowledge in my noodle before that long summer break. I'm going to miss school.
Oh, I hate you.
So I'm going to come around and pass out these worksheets. Just kidding. Pizza party! Everyone come up here and get us right. I'm going to be jamming.
Pizza party! I love pizza!
But teacher, the knowledge for my noodle. At least give us one worksheet.
Shut up, nerd.
Whoa!
You need some help, dude?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Pizza? I want pizza.
Pizza? More like poopsa. I am getting wraps.
And remember, Crass, only take one piece of pizza so everyone else in the Crass can have some.
Yeah, I...
Cheese pizza? Where's the pepperoni, jabroni?
It's right there, Cody.
Oh, man, this pizza looks so good. Hey, wait a minute, Cody. You grabbed two pieces of pizza. You're only supposed to grab one per person.
I did get one per person. One for me and one for Ken.
He's a dog, dude. He can't eat pizza.
Yes, he can, Joseph. He's not a dog, Joseph. Ken loves pizza, Joseph. Check him out, Joseph.
And wait a minute, Joseph. You grabbed three pieces.
Yeah, and I deserve it, dude. This is the I'm sorry for slavery pizza. This is the segregation pizza. And this is the reparation slice.
Well, you owe us one back because we just gave you the Little Mermaid.
Oh, dang. You're right. Here you go.
And also, we just gave you Splash Mountain, too.
No! Splash Mountain been racist, dude!
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, you get that one. Hey, wait a minute, Penelope, what are you eating?
It's a pizza Lunchable, Junior.
But there's real pizza up there!
But that's greasy and gross!
Your face is greasy and gross.
Ugh. I want some pepperoni pizza.
That's my pepperoni pizza.
All right, then, well, I'll just have some cheese pizza.
That's my cheese pizza. Yeah, there. Go ahead, enjoy your spit fart pizza.
Well, fortunately for you, I like spit fart pizza. No, it's my pizza. Give it to me.
Oh my God! You two destroyed a perfectly good pizza, and you're both fighting over Ross Day at school. That is it. I'm calling the principal.
Somebody call the principal.
Oh no, the principal.
Okay, which one of you two students am I here to punish?
Hadouken! Finish him!
Fatality.
Well, Principal Steinbeck, these two boys were fighting and they threw pizza on the floor!
Pizza? On the floor? Papa John's pizza? 12 inches?
For $2.99?
You wasted it? Let me tell you boys something. Oh, you've done it now! Oh, I'm about to call your parents. No, I'm gonna meet them, because I have the perfect punishment.
Okay, baby, all our bags are packed for our non-refundable trip to Hawaii.
Marvin, how do you think Jeffy's last day of school went?
I don't really care. All I know is when he gets out of school, we're heading to the airport to go to Hawaii.
Marvin, did you pack my toothbrush?
You don't have teeth.
Did you pack my lipstick?
So you can only put it on your top lip?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Yay.
Where is his parents?
Hey, who are you?
I am your worst nightmare. I am your son's principal.
Aw, did you drop Jeffy off from school?
Yeah.
How nice.
But anyway, your son wasted a whole Papa John's pizza and threw it on the floor.
Why would you do that, Jeffy?
Because the other kid spit and farted on it.
Wait, he did what? Get it off my tongue. Gross. You're suspended for 2 weeks for fighting.
Wait a minute. Today was the last day of school, so is he going to be suspended for the next 2 weeks of next year's class?
No, that's the problem. I want him suspended now, right now. So you have to show up to school for the next 2 weeks or you're expelled.
Well, wait a minute. He can't because we have a non-refundable trip to Hawaii right now.
Well, hate to tell you this, but it looks like your trip is canceled. So he better show up to school for the next 2 weeks or he's expelled. And you two will be arrested for child neglect.
Toodaloo.
Oh, Jeffy, this is all your fault.
Well, it's not my fault that kid spit and farted on the pizza.
Jeffy, why'd you have to get in a fight over a dumb pizza? You could have ate all the pizza you wanted in Hawaii, but now we can't go and the trip's non-refundable.
Marvin, we can't go.
No, fuck! I know we've been talking about the whole time. You haven't been listening?
Oh.
Listen, you know what? We are still going.
All right, I'm going to go back.
No, Jeffy, you're not going. Me and Rose are going to go, and I'm going to get you a babysitter.
That's donkey dick!
No, it's not.
Yes, it is! Uncircumcised!
Jeffy!
What?
Guys, calm down. Listen, Jeffy, you're the one who decided to get in trouble, so you're not going to make me and Rose get punished for your stupid mistake. So me and Rose are going to go to Hawaii, and I'm going to call you a babysitter.
I'm so mad I can eat my fingers. Yum, 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 yum.
Hey there, somebody call a plumber?
A what?
A plumber.
Do you mean a plumber?
That's what I'm saying. Plumber. It has a B in it.
The B is silent.
You should be silent. Anyway, what do you need me to plumb?
We don't need anything plumbed. We just need someone to watch my son, Jeffy.
Why did you call a plumber if you don't need anything plumbed? I plumb things.
Listen, me and my wife are leaving for Hawaii in 1 hour. I grabbed my phone and your name was the first name on my contacts.
You don't have any contacts from A to P? Plumber is the first thing that came up? My name is Brooklyn Guy. That means I'm in your phone as plumber.
Listen, can you watch my son or not?
Did you say you were going to Hawaii?
Yes.
I like Hawaiian punch.
Okay.
Did you like Hawaiian punch?
I do.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So can you watch my son or
what
not?
What color?
What?
What color Hawaiian punch do you like?
Red?
Yeah, that's the best one.
So can you watch my son?
You know they redesigned the Hawaiian punch guy? He looks like a Pixar character now. I don't like it.
What?
Yeah, put up a picture. See that? Look how they massacred my boy.
Look, can you watch my son or not?
Wait, isn't he 18? Can't he watch himself?
Yes, but I need someone to drop him off at school for the next 2 weeks.
So you're telling me that car downstairs with his name on it does not belong to him?
I don't trust that he'll actually drive to school every day.
So you want me to drive a grown man to school every day while you're in Hawaii?
Yes.
Well, that's not fair. I want to go to Hawaii.
Well, I don't have anyone to watch Jeffy.
So if I find you a babysitter, I can go?
No.
Then why did you offer?
I didn't. You're the one who brought it up.
I came over here thinking I was going to Hawaii.
No, you didn't. You found out about Hawaii once you got here.
Well, I'm thinking about it now.
Listen, you can't go. No one can go. Me and my wife have to go. Can you just babysit my son, Jeffy?
What do I get out of it?
You get time away from your wife.
It's true. I do hate her. How long are you going to be gone?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? Jesus, what am I supposed to do for 2 weeks?
Drop Jeffy at school off every 2 weeks? I mean, for the next 2 weeks? You got me going crazy. Can you watch him or not?
What can I not do in your house?
What?
What do you not want happening in your house?
Anything bad.
Define bad.
Are you going to do something bad?
Bro.
What?
Come on. It's me.
What does that mean?
You know me. Come on.
What?
Bro.
Okay, go. Baby, grab our bags. We're out of here.
All right, Jeffy, listen. Your parents are gone, so now you can just run around and do whatever the hell it is you want to do. I don't care. Just leave me alone, okay? So tomorrow, I'm going to take you to school. I'm going to come back here and make myself some pancakes. Okay, that's the plan. Got it? So just run. Go do what you want to do.
Ah!
Okay. Ooh, man, this is great. There's nothing better than bumming on somebody else's couch. Well, nothing better except for bumming on somebody else's couch with Hawaiian punch. I'm gonna go check the fridge. Let's see if they got some Hawaiian punch. Oh, they do. And it's new. They haven't even opened it yet. Oh my god. I wanna take a bath in Hawaiian punch. Ooh, that's such a good idea. Oh, it's bath time. All right, it's all nice and filled up. Ugh. Time to get in.
I can't believe I got to spend my first 2 weeks of summer at school.
This is all your fault, bro.
No, it's all your fault. You're the one who spit and farted all over the pizza.
I spit and farted on your mom last night.
You take that back.
No.
Welcome, imbeciles, to summer detention.
Quiet.
I need complete silence.
Woo!
That's music to my ears. Oh, I love that sound. You too! You made me miss my first 2 weeks of summer vacation. I can't believe you. Now I'm stuck here at school watching y'all. You know what? I actually like being here. I don't have a life. Boy, I'm lonely. But I'm gonna make you guys' life a living hell. For the next 2 weeks, you're gonna sit in complete silence while I paint a birdhouse.
Chirp, chirp, chirp. Chirp, 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 chirp. You hear that? The birds inside.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and if I hear a peep out of any one of you, yeah, any one of you, you're going to the Closet of Doom! Closet of Doom. What's the Closet of Doom, you say? No, it's just the most fiery, hell-blazing closet you've ever seen. Look, this is actually an ordinary closet. I'm just trying to scare you, but just don't say anything! Shut up while I paint my birdhouse.
Hey, what's that? It's Hubba Bubba. I want some Hubba Bubba.
No, you don't get no Hubba Bubba. It's my Hubba Bubba.
I just want these, bro. Come on.
No, you farted and spit on my pizza. You're not getting my Hubba Bubba.
Give me that Hubba Bubba.
Fuck off.
Give me.
It's mine. It's mine.
Give me that. It's my Hubba Bubba.
Do I hear talking? It's time. Yes! Time for real pain. In you go.
Okay, we're back from Hawaii.
Ow, I'm so sunburnt and bruised.
I told you not to swing on the hammock.
But it looked like fun.
So where's Jeffy?
Who?
Jeffy?
Who?
My son?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I dropped him off at school, like, 2 weeks ago, and I never went back to pick him up.
What, you didn't go pick him up?
No, I forgot, sorry.
Marvin, what do we do?
I'm gonna have to go to the school and see what's going on.
Wait. Just one more thing. I saw some Hawaiian punch in your fridge, and I thought it would be cool to take a bath in Hawaiian punch, so I did. So now your bathtub is all red and sticky. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, sorry about that.
Hey!
You like my birdhouse? I painted it myself. It took me 2 weeks. Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, so where's my son?
Oh, he's in hell.
Hell?
Oh, yeah, the closet of doom.
That closet right there?
Yeah.
Jeffy?
Got any fours?
Go fish.
Oh, hey, Daddy!
What are you kids doing?
We've been in the closet for 2 weeks. We've been pooping in the corner, and the only thing we've had to eat is Hubba Bubba. Every time I fart, I blow a bubble.
Yeah, I'm pretty constipated.
Kids, get out of there! Jeffy, I am so sorry you were left at school for 2 weeks.
Are you okay?
What? I'm sorry. I had something in my ear. I think I got it.
Well, Jeffy, at least you got your detention over with. Thanks, baby, for making scrambled eggs for dinner.
You're welcome, Marvin. There's nothing like eggs on the couch.
Yeah.
Oh, Marvin, it needs salt.
Okay, I'll grab it. The TV!
Call of Duty Black Ops 7. Available in a store near you.
Oh, no! The new Call of Duty's out! That means Dougie's gonna ask me for it!
Marvin, can you please pass me the salt and pepper?
Yeah, I'll pass you the salt. Oh, I spilled the salt! What? Marvin, please?
Marvin, please!
Oh, no! Dougie's coming! How'd he even do that? Don't tell him where I'm at.
Marvin, please! Have you seen Marbibs?
Actually, he just left.
But did he get my message in the salts?
No, I think he must have missed it.
Man, it looks like I'm gonna have to write it in the Pepibs.
Baby, take the pepper from him.
Hey, before you use that, can I see it? I need it for my eggs.
But I gotta write him a message.
Please, I really need it for my eggs.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll go write it in another food.
Marvin, he's gone. You can come out now.
Oh, thank God he's gone. But now there's salt and pepper on the couch.
Marvin, come eat your eggs before they get cold.
Baby, that's enough pepper.
Well, you gotta hand me the salt. It'll cancel out the pepper.
That's not how that works, but okay.
All right, Marbibs, I wrote you a new method. And this time, I roasted in the peppery bibs.
Marvin, please get me the new call of...
Oh, here goes the other plate right here.
Duty 99.99.
99.99 plus passes and
fees. I'm not buying you the new Call of Duty, Dougie, and why do you keep writing messages in the salt and pepper and stuff?
Because I'm writing it in the seasons, like January and purple.
That was a month and a color.
But you still knew what I meant.
How are you spelling everything correctly? You don't know how to spell.
I'm using Google Translate. I'm translating from Ibamips to white people, and I just copied down the letters.
Well, translate this. I'm not buying you the new Call of Duty.
Why not, Paul? I really need it.
Because I don't have any money to buy you the game.
Why? Because you spent it all on scrambled eggs?
No, I didn't spend it all on scrambled eggs.
Well, that sure is a lot of scrambled eggs.
Yeah, it is.
Can I have some scrambled eggs?
You can't have my scrambled eggs.
Man, folks, I don't think you like me so really good.
I don't like you so good. I don't like you at all. I don't like it when you ask me for stuff.
Ooh, Bobby, that hurt me good. That hurt my feelings. But you can fix my feelings on Wreck-It Ralph if you give me the new Call of Duty.
I'm not getting you the new Call of Duty. There's someone at the door. I'm not getting you the Call of Duty. I don't have the money.
Maybe it's the Call of Duty salesman.
Hello?
You have too much pepper in your scrambled eggs.
How do you know I'm eating scrambled eggs?
Because I have immaculate smelling, Marvin. I can smell it in my Corvette from the road. I can also smell that you have salt and paprika on your couch. And I can also smell that you don't have your house payment.
I don't have my house payment.
Good job, Nose. I might reward you later by shoving you in a stripper's ass and telling her what she had for dinner 3 nights ago. That's right, Marvin. She's constipated because she's a Monday night stripper and she has a butter face. But I'm not looking at her face. I'm looking at her ass. That's what adults do, Marvin. I'm an adult. You're not. I have to come here and remind you to pay your house payment. Do I need to remind you to wipe your ass, too? From the smell of it? Seems like it.
What? That's the scrambled eggs that smell like that.
Why do your scrambled eggs smell like ass?
Because they needed salt and pepper on them. Listen, why do you even need my house payment? You're super rich. You're a billionaire. You don't need my house payment.
I know I don't need your house payment, Marvin. I'm super rich. You know what I have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? I have Japanese Wagyu A5 with a BMS score of 12. Fucking yummy. If you don't know what that is, look it up. okay? And I haven't flown in for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I have 6 different planes. I have a breakfast plane, a lunch plane, a dinner plane, and a midnight snack plane. Actually, I have 8 fucking airplanes flying to and from Japan every day. And I spend about $800,000 a day on airfare just for my
family. Man, that guy so rich, I gotta try to get some money from him.
Listen, Goodman, I don't have my house payment this month. I'm not gonna have it at all this month. And any money I do have, I'm gonna use it for Christmas gifts.
The audacity that you just said those words to me, Christmas gifts?
Yes, I have to buy Christmas gifts.
You haven't made a house payment all fucking year, Marvin, and you want to get Christmas gifts? Yeah, you don't you think you should be worried about the lights being on or something? Having a roof over your head? Fucking Christmas gifts? I hope everyone in your family gets nothing for Christmas. You know, I was actually going to be nice and say, you know what, since it is the holidays, you can just pay your house payment on January 1st. But when I heard you say what you said, that any money that you had to go towards Christmas gifts, that re-pissed me off. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be at your house, sleeping by your fireplace on Christmas Eve. So when Santa Claus brings his big ass down the chimney, I'm going to take any present he was going to leave for you and your family and go fucking sell it. You know, you deserve coal. But even if he gave you coal, I would take that shit and try to sell it to fucking Home Depot. So see, you're going to see this fucking face next to your fireplace on Christmas fucking Eve. Dirty scrabble leg.
What? Oh, God.
Man, this is a nice-ass car. This gotta be his car. Time for me to commit some insurance fraud. I'ma hit the windshield with this bat, and then I'ma lay in there and say he hit me with his car. And now my back don't feel so good. And then he gonna have to give me an insurance check. Big-ass check, boy. Batter up. Ugh. Okay, yeah, that's pretty good. All right, and I'm lazy. Owie, my back don't feel so good. Give me a check.
Marvin pisses me off. How could my night get any worse? You know what, Nose? Let's go to the strip club so we can feel better.
Owie, my back don't feel so good.
Did you hit my fucking windshield with that baseball bat over there in the grass?
Nah, you just wasn't looking both ways while you was driving down the street. And you hit me, and I needs an ambulance.
I'm calling the fucking police.
Yeah, you should probably call me an ambulance and write me an insurance check.
Hey there, somebody call the cops about vandalism?
Yes, I did. What's the weather looking like tonight, officer?
I'd say it looks pretty clear.
Well, not for me. It was cloudy with a chance of fucking black man holding a baseball bat and he landed right on my windshield.
I'm sorry, what are you saying happened?
I'm saying this shithead took a baseball bat and hit my windshield and now he's saying I hit him with my car so he can get an insurance check.
Okay, I've heard your side of it. Now let me hear yours.
Well, Mr. Officer, I was just walking down the road looking for seashells, and all of a sudden I looks up and I see this man texting and driving, and I said, please don't text and drive and hit me, Mr. Man. So I had to jump really high so he wouldn't hit me like Jackie Chan to let the car go underneath my feet, but I didn't jump high enough and I landed on the windshield, and then I saw him stop and then he ran off.
That's why I called the fucking police.
Okay, well, it seems like we got a lot of he said here.
Well, I got the fucking smoking gun. You see the baseball bat over there in the grass?
Yeah.
That could be anybody. That could be Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa doesn't live in this fucking neighborhood.
I don't know. It does look like a bat Sammy Sosa might use. I gotta go check it.
Let's take a look here.
Yeah, there it is. There's Sammy Sosa right on it. This is his bat. Yeah, the bat does say Sammy Sosa.
I don't give a fuck what the bat says. He used it to hit my windshield.
I don't think Sammy Sosa would do that.
It wasn't Sammy Sosa. It was Sammy Fuckhead right here.
Listen, man, all I know is that my bat hurts, and if you give me $1 million, or we could sell it out of court for $99.99 plus passive fees, or you can give me the new Call of Duty Black Ops 7 Vault Edition with the matte pad.
I ain't giving him fuck.
Okay, let's just calm down, all right? In the state of Florida, you can get a new windshield for free, so I just do that. And then I give him $100 to go away. You can clearly afford it. And believe me, you don't want this going to court. You're going to pay way more than $100, and this doesn't look good for you, because you can't prove you didn't hit him.
I don't want a new windshield at this point. I want a whole new fucking car. You know what? You know what? Marvin has a front doorbell camera. It's probably caught on that.
Oh, yeah. Let's look at that.
Oh, Marvin, we made too many eggs. You should have offered some to your friend earlier.
Yeah, my stomach hurts.
Yeah, mine too.
Oh. What, did you cough?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
I'm gonna go to the
Yeah, check your panties.
Hey, Marvin. What stinks?
My wife just shit her pants.
Ew.
What are you doing here?
Oh, Goodman called me.
What? You called the cops on me?
Yeah, over the way you live.
Well, okay, listen, I can explain the mess.
Marvin, you live like a farm animal, and why do you put so much pepper on your eggs, and why do you make so many eggs?
Oh, okay, listen, my wife made the eggs, and she put the pepper on them, and all this is all his fault.
Well, he could probably save money and actually pay his house payment if he didn't spend so much money on fucking seasonings.
Yeah, well, listen, it isn't my fault. It's all Dougie's fault.
Dougie's actually the reason we're here.
Well, what do you mean?
He hit my windshield with a baseball bat.
What, you did what?
Nah, he hit me with his car because I was looking for seashells in the street with Sally because she wants to sell them by the seashore.
What?
Maple syrup come from trees. That don't make no film.
Marvin, listen, do you have access to your doorbell camera?
I think I do.
Okay, can you pull up 5 minutes ago so we can see what happened to the car?
Yes, I'll pull up the camera right now. Okay, I got the video.
Man, this is a nice-ass car. It's gonna be his car. Y'all will be a commissioner insurance
fraud. Zoom in for me.
I'm gonna hit the windshield with this back, and then I'm gonna lay it in and say he hit me with his car. And I'm out of bed, so he's so cool. And then he's gonna have to give me an insurance check. Big-ass check, boy. Batter up!
Give me a check.
That's the most incriminating video I've ever seen.
Yeah, Dougie, that was clearly you in the video doing that.
Man, that was not me. That was my cousin Doodoo Ass with Sammy Sosa behind.
What? That's not Sammy Sosa, that's a white guy.
Sammy Sosa's white now. He got that Michael Jackson disease.
I mean, the video's pretty blurry. That could have been Sammy Sosa, and I don't know what Doodoo Ass looks like.
Are you fucking kidding me? He clearly said in the video he wanted to commit insurance fraud and get a big-ass check.
Yeah, he did say that, and you obviously didn't hit him with your car, so that was a lie. Okay, Dougie, you're under arrest. I don't know why you're shocked. You admitted to it on camera. Oh, he's running.
You gotta go get his ass!
Okay.
I gotta get out of here!
Hello! I'm a Call of Duty Black Ops 7 door-to-door salesman.
You are real! You came like Santa Claus!
Congratulations! You won a free copy of Call of Duty Black Ops 7 because it's so shitty!
For free? For me?
Sure, here you go, kid.
Thank you!
Freeze! You're under arrest!
Oh, man! I can't go to jail! I just got a new Call of Duty game!
Yeah, well, you can play it in a year when you get out of jail.
A year? Call of Duty Black Ops 8 will be out by then.
Well, maybe that'll be a better one.
Oh, I'm so sick.
Marvin, I got you chicken noodle soup, your favorite.
G is for gay.
What?
I'm reading my gay BC so I can be woke, and G is for gay.
Marvin, come eat your soup.
What, you're eating it with a fork?
They didn't give me a spoon.
Well, go back and get a spoon.
I'm not going to get a spoon. Just eat it quickly, look.
L is for lesbian.
Jeffy, read it quietly.
And K is for Kiki. I guess they like cats.
Marvin, come get your soup.
Okay, I guess I'll try to eat it.
R is for rug muncher.
It's too hot. You can blow on it.
Okay.
And T is for trains. They just spelled it wrong. They spelled it T-R-A-N-S.
Jeffy, I said read quietly.
Come on, Marvin. It'll make you feel better.
Well, can you start with the crackers, please? My stomach hurts.
Fine.
Daddy, for X, they only put the letter X. They didn't put X-ray because if they took an X-ray, it would show what gender they are. And they're not ready for that conversation yet.
Marvin, I can't open up the crackers!
Okay, listen. No, put the crackers down. I'll just eat the chicken noodle soup.
Oh, chicken noodle soup, dick. Filled with chicken and noodles and shit.
Okay, everyone's yelling, I have a headache. I'm gonna call a doctor. I can't deal with this.
Mommy, there is a kid that has the gay BCs on their bookshelf. And their parent says, hey, go read your gay BCs. And the kid says, yes, they them.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, I'm so sick.
Ooh, ew. Let's just shove that in there. That's better. Ooh, chicken noodle soup. Have you eaten any of that yet?
Here, you want some?
Yes. Wait, why are you eating it with a fork, dumbass?
Because we don't have a spoon.
Dumbass.
Well, someone said you look like an owl.
Who? No, who? Fucking who, bitch?
You're an angry owl.
What are you talking about? Oh, fuck you guys. Oh, I get it. You told me I look like an owl just so I'd ask you, thus confirming that I'm an owl. But I'm not an owl, okay? I'm a doctor. I don't have big eyes. I don't have wings. I can't rotate my head 180 degrees.
But someone said you look like an owl.
Who? Oh, fuck off.
What do you guys think O stands for in the gay BCs? It stands for, oh my god, I love penis.
Okay, well, I'm not an owl, alright? Alright, you guys thought it would be so funny just to call a doctor over here just to say I'm an owl. Well, I'm not an owl, so fuck you guys. I'm not helping you.
Oh.
B is for butt stuff. And P is for prolapsed anus from the butt stuff.
Baby, take the book away from him.
But how am I gonna be woke. No one's going to know that I identify as a lawn chair yet.
Well, you take the book away from him.
Oh, Blaney, you're home early from work.
Yeah.
Why do you have your mad eyes on, Blaney?
Oh, because somebody at the hospital said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that, Blaney? That's not very nice.
No, Karen, what I'm saying is somebody said you look like an owl.
Why would they say that? I don't understand. Have they even seen me? Do they even know what I look like, Blaney? I don't look like an owl.
No, Karen, follow me on this, okay? I know a person. I know their name, okay? And I would tell you if you asked that they said that you look like an owl.
But, Boyne, what's their name? You tell me, because you know what? I'll search them up on Facebook, and maybe they look like an owl, and they're saying I look like an owl because they're projecting, Boyne. I'll poke them on Facebook, Boyne. I will.
You're supposed to say who. I say somebody said you look like an owl, and then you say who, and I say, ha-ha, you're an owl.
Because you said I look like an owl, and then I would say who, like I am an owl, and it would be like I was an owl, Boyne.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What a hoot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is the joke, but you didn't say it.
Boyne, we should go to Hooters.
Oh,
we can get wings and look at boobies.
Well, I think they went out of business.
Who?
Oh. Okay, fuck this. I'm going to my cop job. Hey, sir, I'm clocking in.
What, Officer Guy? You're not supposed to work today.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to. I need the extra hours.
Okay, well, I guess I can put you on traffic duty today.
All right, thanks. Hey, by the way, someone in the office said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
What? Oh, that's the goddamn funniest thing I ever heard. You said somebody said I look like an owl, and I said who, and that's the noise owls make. So fucking funny. And you thought of that all on your own?
Yeah, I sure did. That is a Brooklyn guy original.
You know what? I'm giving you a raise.
What, really?
Yeah, we need more funny cops around here. People around here are just too damn serious.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Chief.
Oh, hey, Officer Simmons. Somebody said you look like an owl.
Well, why would they say that? That's hurtful.
No, Simmons, you're supposed to say who, damn it. You're demoted. You're on parking tickets from now on.
Oh.
Huh, I can't believe I got a promotion from making that stupid joke. Maybe I am a comedian. Whoa, that guy's driving like an owl. I better pull him over. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, hi, officer. I'm Charlie.
Where is that laughing coming from?
It's the audience.
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed you were swerving quite a bit. Have you had anything to drink?
Plenty.
Oh, well, how much?
A whole bag.
Oh, Capri Sun. I guess that's fine. But you were speeding, too.
Oh, what? I didn't have on my blinkers?
Oh, that's pretty good because you're blinking.
Yeah. Well, and I have been getting roadhead. I'm sorry, officer. I am a freak.
Oh, that looks like a severed head.
The body's in the trunk.
Okay, well, I don't really understand that part of the joke, but hey, somebody at dispatch said you look like an owl.
Who?
You're an owl.
You're funny. Did you write that?
Oh, yeah, that's me. That's all me.
Oh, man, you could be a comedian. We need writers here. Well, do you want to be a writer for me?
What, me? A writer for Charlie? I'd love to.
We need original content.
Oh, I'm full of original content. Everything I say is original.
It sounds like it. Look, come meet us tonight. We need new content for an episode.
Okay.
Oh, thank God he didn't check the trunk. I have a whole body in there. I'm a murderer.
Oh, Blaney, you're dressed all fancy. What, you got a hot date tonight?
Yeah, with a girl owl who said you also look like an owl.
Oh, Blaney, you want me to say who again, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Very good, Karen, you got it.
Yay, Blaney.
Well, no, actually, the reason I'm dressed up is, you know that guy Charlie from Charlie and Friends?
Yeah.
Well, he thought my owl joke was so funny, he wants me to write for his show.
Oh, really, Blaney? That's so exciting. What other jokes do you know?
Oh, so many. I'm just full of jokes.
Tell me one.
Well, no, I'm not going to tell them to you, because you might steal them. And people who steal jokes, that's fucked up. You shouldn't steal jokes. That's wrong.
Oh, Blaney, I have a joke that you could tell everyone tonight. You want to hear it?
Okay.
What do you do if you get swallowed by an elephant?
What?
You run around till you're pooped out.
I don't get it.
Like, you run around till you're pooped out tired, or you run around until he poops you out?
What does that have to do with an elephant?
Nothing, Boyne.
Okay, it could have been any large animal. That joke is stupid. I'm not saying that.
Well, fine, Boyne, then don't.
Okay, I won't, because I have plenty of other jokes. And you know what? Somebody told me that you make bad jokes and you look like an owl.
Well, that's really hurtful, Boyne. I don't appreciate being talked about that way. That's not nice.
Damn it, Karen, you still don't get it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the joke writing room for the new episode of Charlie and Friends that's going to be airing tonight. And who the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm new. Charlie said he liked my joke.
Oh, yeah? Let me hear it.
Oh, well, somebody here said you look like an owl.
Who the fuck said I look
like an owl? Was it you, Steven?
No, sir.
Was it you, Susan?
No.
Who the fuck said I look like an owl?
Well, you said who, so you're an owl.
That is the funniest goddamn shit I've ever heard. What's your name?
Brooklyn.
Well, we're gonna get you a name tag that says Funny Motherfucker, because that's your new name now. You can stay. All right, Steven, give me a joke.
Okay, your mom is so poor.
No, she's not.
Okay, his mom is so poor. I saw her wearing one shoe. So I said, what happened to your other shoe? Did you lose it? And she said, no, I found this one.
You're fired. Susan, give me a joke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Actually, owls go who, not cars.
That's funny as shit! This is a funny motherfucker! You two need to learn to be more like him!
Can I finish my joke?
I don't even remember the beginning part of it, so it's fucking stupid.
Cargo beep beep.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Alright, funny man, give me another one.
Oh, okay, somebody said you look like an owl.
I've already heard that one. Give me another one.
Oh, a different one.
Yes.
I got those. Somebody said you look like a parakeet.
Who?
Oh, I said a parakeet, not an owl.
It's even funnier the third fucking time, Steven! Right? Alright, Steven, give me another joke.
I thought it was fired.
Okay, fine, stay fired.
No, please, I have another joke. I have another joke.
Okay, and it better be funny, because if it's not, thumbtacks are gonna go in your ass. Five of them.
Yes, sir.
Alright, go.
His mom is so fat, she took a bite of her phone because it was made by Apple.
Go. Go to my office, get five thumbtacks and start shoving them up your ass. And I'm gonna know if it's five or not, because I'm gonna have you shit them out into my hand. Everyone get a good look at Steven's ass. That's the last time you're gonna see without thumbtacks in it. Alright, Susan, another joke, please?
Okay, why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
Why couldn't the skeleton watch the scary movie?
He didn't have the guts.
Almost as funny as your joke. Go ahead and tell me another one.
Oh, another one. Okay, well, what do owls say when they get hurt?
Ouch?
No, they say owl.
That's fucking stupid. Okay. Alright, that's enough poultry jokes, okay? Give me another one that has nothing to do with owls.
Oh, a different one. Okay, well, can I use the bathroom real quick?
Sure, but when you come back, you better tell me a joke so funny I laugh the shit out of my ass!
Okay, yes, sir.
Alright, Susan, give me another joke.
Why did the wheel on the car stop spinning?
Why?
Because it was tired.
Alright, you can write that one down. We'll keep that one.
Please answer.
Hello?
Marvin, put your wife on the phone.
Wait, why?
Just do it!
Baby, it's the doctor. He wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Hey, you remember that owl joke you told me?
Yeah!
Yeah, it was really good, and I need another joke that's not about owls.
Oh, what's green and has wheels?
What?
Grass. I lied about the wheels!
No, I don't think he's gonna like that. I think he's gonna put thumbtacks in my ass.
What?
Give me another joke.
Oh, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Oh, I've already heard this.
No!
I didn't even say who.
Okay, I got one. What's brown and sticky?
I don't know shit.
No, a stick.
I could maybe use that one. Give me another one.
Why did Susie fall off the swing?
Why?
Because she doesn't have arms. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
Oh, I see, because she didn't have arms.
Moo! It's the cow!
God damn it. Okay, I think I can maybe use those. Thanks. Oh, I'm so fucked.
Steven, you're walking like there's only four in there. There better be five, because I'm going to check.
There's five.
All right, good.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, everyone, look, Funny Fuckhead's back. Come on, tell me a funny joke, Funny Fucker. I'm hungry. I want Yummy the Funny Time. Aw.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Susie.
What?
Because she doesn't have any arms.
How the fuck was she knocking? Was she hitting her head on the door?
Moo.
What?
That's a cow.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hold on. Can I please start over? I messed up.
Please do.
What's brown and sticky?
What?
Grass. I lied about the brown and sticky.
Are you okay? Did you do shrooms in the fucking bathroom?
No, I got it, okay? What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
What?
He poops you out, I think.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What happened to you being a funny fuckhead? Come on, be funny!
Okay. Yeah,
be funny! Come on!
Joke.
Be funny!
You're not funny! Okay,
I stole the owl joke, okay?
You stole the owl joke?
Yes, I stole it.
You're fucking fired! Steven, let me see those thumbtacks. Go ahead and shit them out in my hand. There's an asshole that's more deserving of it, just when I didn't think it was possible. Hold on, let me get them. Oh, you put him the sharp side in first? Oh, it's crazy, Steven. Good work. All right, I only have four. I only have four, Steven, god damn it!
Ow.
Barney, what's wrong?
I got thumbtacks shoved up my ass for lying.
What'd you lie about?
Well, you know that owl joke I told you earlier? I stole it.
Barney! joke? That's horrible.
Well, your stupid elephant joke didn't really work either.
Well, how did you say it, Boynie?
Well, you know, I said what happens when you get eaten by an elephant. You get pooped out.
Boynie, you said it wrong. It's you run around until you pooped out.
Yeah, well, I don't think that extra little sentence would have stopped the thumbtacks.
I don't know, Boynie. I nailed the joke in. We should see if they use it.
They're not going to use it.
Charlie and Friends was filmed in front of a live audience.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm Charlie. And today, I'm gonna be saying jokes sent in by fans. So what do you do if you were eaten by an elephant? You run around until you get pooped out. That is funny. That is freaking funny. Oh, man, whoever said that, oh, that's hilarious. Pooped out.
I'm gonna go tell that joke to my boss so I get another raise.
Hey, sir.
Hey there, funny man.
Hey, I got another joke for you. What happens when you get eaten by an elephant?
Guy, I just saw that joke on Charlie and Friends. You're under arrest for theft, and you're losing your raise.
Man, you get arrested and...
Jeffy, did you just pop a balloon?
No.
Well, don't do it again. Jeffy, if you pop another balloon, you're grounded.
I'm not popping balloons.
Don't do it again. That's it, Jeffy. You are grounded.
What, baby, are you okay?
She sounds like SpongeBob when he needed water. I need water, Sandy.
What, baby, do you need water? Okay, I'm going to get you some water. All right, baby, here's your glass of water. Take a sip. Is your voice better?
What? Your voice is still messed up.
Punch her in the throat.
What?
It'll make her voice better. Punch her in the throat.
No, Jeffy, she just lost her voice.
She lost her voice? Well, I'll find it.
What? No, Jeffy, you can't actually find it. It's not gone.
Jeffy, he's on the case.
It didn't run away, Jeffy. Her voice is just gone because, like, she can't talk. Listen, baby, I'm going to call a doctor to fix your voice.
Hey there, did somebody call the doctor? Ba-da-da-da-da.
What?
Yeah, I just wanted a cool intro. Like, oh, okay, how about this? Introducing the doctor! Or how about this? Here's the doctor!
Can you just help me?
Oh, okay, what's going on?
My wife lost her voice.
Oh, yeah, she sure did.
Well, can you help her get her voice back?
I mean, it's not that serious. She just lost a voice. If she waits, it'll come back.
I know, but, like, I didn't know if maybe you had some, like, secret doctor things that could bring it back.
This is not really an emergency. You know, there's people having, like, heart attacks and strokes.
I know. Just can you please get her voice back? It's really annoying.
Okay, I have an idea. You, come with me to the bathroom.
All right, just come with me to the bathroom.
I'm gonna go see what they're doing.
All right, now just pull it out and suck on it. Yeah, I know it tastes bad, but look, you don't have to swallow it. Look, the faster you suck it, the faster it'll go away.
Oh, that's it! What's going on in here?
Oh, hey, Marvin, I found some cough drops in your bathroom, and I was gonna see if that helped, but she doesn't like sucking on them because she thinks it tastes bad.
Oh, I thought something else was happening here.
Oh, what? You thought she saw my cock? You should have seen the look on your face. Can you imagine the lawsuits? Oh, I'd be so screwed. Let's see if the cough drop worked. Dang it, it didn't work.
So what are we gonna do now?
Hold on, just let me think. Stupid. You're a bad doctor, just like your father said you would be, you idiot.
No, you're not a bad doctor. Look, there's gotta be something else we can do for her voice.
The cough drops were my only idea.
Come on, you can think of something.
Okay, you're right. Yes, I have an idea. Come on.
Okay, now just gargle that before it gets cold.
What is that?
Oh, that's boiling salt water. It'll help the throat.
No, you're supposed to gargle warm salt water, not boiling water.
Oh. Stupid idiot doctor. God, I'm so stupid.
Well, no, you're not. You just didn't know.
Yes, I am. I'm an idiot. Ugh, let's try something else.
Yeah, well, just try something else. Do not try that, baby.
Yeah, I don't know what to do now.
Listen, you're a doctor. You went to school for this. There's got to be something you learned about getting people their voice back.
Hold on. Let me check one of my medical books. I use it all the time. It usually helps. I don't see how any of this is supposed to be helpful. The big ones hurt, you know, because it's so big. Mine doesn't hurt. Girls, they like that. The U.S. national average is 5 inches, so I have less than that. That makes me special. So you're boring if you have a 5-inch wiener. Mine is travel size. Like, it doesn't get in the way. It's very convenient. You know, I can wear sweatpants and you can't see it. Hold on. Oh, I got the wrong book. I'm so embarrassed. Stupid idiot doctor with a tiny penis.
No, it's okay.
No, it's not okay. Well, actually, according to the book, it is okay. It's totally fine. It's normal, and you don't have to worry about it. But I'm going to get my phone and look this up. Okay, just looked it up. Look, right there. It says national average 5 inches.
Can we please help my wife with her voice?
Oh, right. Hold on, let me just Google that. Lost my voice. Oh, yeah, it's called laryngitis. I knew that. Oh, good. Steps to get your voice back. Step 1, avoid talking. Shut up, bitch! Okay, step 2, moisten the throat. Hey, Marvin, maybe we should take a bag to the bathroom, huh? You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding, that's your wife. Okay, step 3, eat hot food. Oh, that's easy. I can get some hot food. Just hold on. Okay, I got some nice cold ice cream. Fuck! Damn it, it's supposed to be hot food! Hot food, not cold food! You stupid idiot doctor! God, I'm so fucking stupid!
No, listen, calm down!
What is wrong with you? What is wrong in your stupid fucking brain?
No, it's okay, I promise, it's okay. Everything's fine.
Okay, I'm good now. Is it hot in here? I feel hot. Turn your AC on, I'm pissed off.
I'll turn the AC on, go get some hot food.
Okay, I'm getting hot food.
I'm gonna turn on the AC.
Here, Dennis!
Jeffy!
Where is it?
With what?
Mommy's voice! Where is it?
I don't know, Jeffy.
Okay, I'm still looking for it, though. My webs don't work.
Jeffy, just go away.
Okay, here's your chicken schnoodle, Snoop. Fuck! Why am I like this? What is happening to me?
It's okay, you just misspoke.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God, I'm having a bad day. I'm just gonna help you, and then I'm gonna go home.
Yeah, that'd probably be smart.
Here's your spoon.
Buddy, it's okay. Buddy.
I'm sorry.
Listen.
Just eat this. Here's your spoon. Just eat it. It'll make you feel better.
Look, just go clean yourself up.
Okay, I will.
Baby, you want to try some?
Hey, I cleaned myself up. I took a shower, I hope you don't mind. I didn't have a change of clothes, so I put on her bathrobe. It kind of fits, but, I mean, you might see a ball or two. But that's okay, because we're bros, right? You know, I saw a lot of balls in the locker room in college. That's actually why I got this book, because I got really insecure after I saw all the sledgehammers they were working with in there. And then they all laughed at me and called me Tiny Wang Brookie. And I was like, it's cold in here! And they were like, no, it's not, you're taking a hot shower. Anyway, I pissed in your shower, I hope you don't mind.
You peed in my shower?
Yeah, but I was just trying to save you water, but not using your toilet. At least I didn't poop in your shower like I do at home.
You poop in the shower?
I said I didn't poop in your shower. I mean, I had to, but I was going to wait till I get home to poop in my shower.
Why do you poop in the shower?
Hey, you're already getting clean, right? What's the point of using the bathroom and then having to wipe? You're already in the shower. You can just wipe your butt in there and clean it off, right? It's a one-stop shop. And then you can just, like, wash it down the drain with the shower head. It's like a little video game. You wash the poop through the holes, and then you just waffle stomp it down. But I don't have feet, so I just kind of waffle punch it. But you're already getting clean, so it's fine.
I think it's time for you to go.
No. I would not be doing my job if I gave up halfway. What if I was doing an open heart surgery and I gave up halfway? Somebody would die.
But it's just her voice. It'll come back.
No. I said I would help, and I'm gonna help. Hey, kid, you shut up! You shut up! You zip it! You hush! You put a sock in it! Pipe down! Put a lid on it! Bite your tongue! Shut your trap! Quit your yapping! Not another peep! Shut your pie hole! Put a cork in it! Cállate la boca! STFU! Stop talking! Good. Okay. Now, I don't actually know what to do next. What? Oh. Someone's at your door. Hold on, I'll get it. Okay, fine. We can go get it. Hello?
Hey there! You're on the hit TV show, Can Your Wife Say Literally Anything?
Oh man, I love this show. I watch it with my wife all the time.
Wait, what's going on?
It's a TV show called Can Your Wife Say Literally Anything. All the wife has to do is say any random word, and you win $1 million and a trip to Fiji.
What? That's insane!
Yeah, but most people screw it up because they're too shocked that they're on TV and they mess up, or the wife just isn't home. But we can do it because your wife is here, and all she has to do is... is say a word. Oh no, Marvin, tell her.
Oh no. Okay, baby, I know you lost your voice, and I know you can't really talk, but I need you to go deep down, really hard, just try really hard to just say one single word and we win $1 million, okay?
Okay, man, get in front of the camera. No, that was more of a noise than a word. Sorry, you lose. Fuck, God damn it, we'll never get this chance ever again. No.
Oh, baby, you couldn't say just one word. Oh my God.
Oh, that's it. I've had it up to here. No, I've had it up to here. That's how far I've had it up to. I am so tired of her not having a voice. I'm pissed off.
I know.
It cost us $1 million.
We could have won $1 million. Could I ever be back on the show?
No. Once you're on the show once, you're never allowed back. They never come back to the same house. The show is so easy, they gotta make it hard somehow.
Oh, darn it. I wish you could just fix her voice.
I know what I'm gonna do.
What?
Throat surgery.
No. That's way too invasive. I don't think we should.
No. I'm not letting her voice beat me. I've had a hard day, and I wanna win. I'm gonna cut open her voice box and put in another one. Come on, we're doing surgery.
No, but baby. Oh.
Okay, the surgery was a success. I cut open her throat and I stuck an Apple Watch in there.
Why'd you put an Apple Watch in her throat?
To help her talk.
Well, can she talk?
Oh, yeah, we can make it talk in any voice we want with this remote. Check it out. This is Elmo.
Why do I sound like Elmo? I don't want to sound like Elmo.
Why don't you change your voice?
Okay, well, how about this? It's Mr. Meeseeks from Rick and Morty.
Ooh-wee. Can you have Rose give her normal voice back? Candy.
Just give her normal voice back.
I don't know if a normal voice is an option. What about this one?
Marvin, why do I sound like an old man? Can you tell this man to give me my normal voice back?
Is that the old man from Family Guy?
Yep, that's what that is.
Just give her normal voice back.
I don't know if I can. What about this one?
What voice is this?
She sounds like the gingerbread man from Shrek who knew the Muffin Man.
Wait, you know the Muffin Man?
The one who lives on Drury Lane?
Well, she's married to the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
Huh, she's married to the Muffin Man.
Eat me!
What? Ew, why'd you spit on me?
Okay, listen, can you just give her normal voice back, please?
Listen, you're just gonna have to get used to these silly voices. I don't think her real one's coming back.
Dang! I think I know where Mommy's voice went.
Well, where'd it go?
After a long and tireless investigation, I, Inspector Jeffy, have come to the conclusion that the voice actress for Mommy is out of town.
Wait, she's out of town?
Yeah, look who's playing Mommy.
Wait, so she's not even here? So that's why you haven't sounded like yourself? Because your voice is even here.
Wow, I did all this for nothing.
Yeah, we didn't even have to do all this surgery and all this dumb stuff. We could have just not used her in the video.
Huh, well, don't I feel stupid.
This is so dumb. Thanks for watching, everyone.
Yeah, everybody, thanks for watching. Shit! God, I'm stupid! I'm just a stupid doctor with a tiny penis who pooped in the shower.
It's okay.
Yeah, I love playing Fortnite, trying to unlock the new Spider-Man skin.
Jeffy, did you just charge my credit card?
Sure did, Daddy. Well, I had to get the new Fortnite Battle Pass.
You didn't ask for permission.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy.
You're going to do a bunch of chores tomorrow to make that money back.
All right, sure thing, Daddy. Hey! I was playing that!
Jeffy, you have to go to bed. It's your bedtime. You have school tomorrow.
But I just need 64 more matches before I get the Spider-Man skin.
How long is that going to take?
All night!
You're not playing video games all night, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy. Well, then let me finish this one match.
Okay.
I need 63 more. Oh, finally, I got the Spider-Man skin. Now I get to play as Spider-Man. Victory emote dance.
Jeffy, it's time to go to school.
What?
You have to go to school, Jeffy.
Oh, no, Dad. I'm too tired to go to school.
Did you stay up all night playing video games?
No.
But Jeffy, I told you to go to bed last night. It's your fault that you stayed up, so you're going to school.
Oh, but Daddy, I'm too tired.
Oh, if you're tired now, you're definitely going to be tired after school because I have a lot of chores for you to do after school. So go to school.
Oh.
Go.
All right, class. Today, we're going to be learning about the meteor that killed the dinosaurs. So we're going to play this fun little game where I pretend each of your faces are Earth and this ball is the meteor. I'm going to throw it as fast as I can at you, and if you dodge the ball, then you save the dinosaurs. All right, Cody, you're first.
All right.
Yeah! Got his ass! Looks like the dinosaurs are dead in your world, Cody. Junior, you're next. Good dodge, Junior. It looks like the dinosaurs are still alive in your world, and Cody's world, the dinosaurs are double dead. All right, Jeffy, you're next. Oh, Cody, I'm so sorry. My aim was a little off.
It's fine. I'm just going to spend the rest of the class down here.
I understand, Cody. All right, Jeffy, it's your turn.
Did Jeffy dodge it? What?
Boom!
Okay, that's it. I'm going home.
Oh, don't be a sore loser, Cody.
I hate this class.
Eat shit, Cody! I'm on fire today, class. I can put the ball anywhere I want. All right, Jeffy, your turn.
Jeffy, you suck.
Oh, Jeffy, looks like the dinosaurs are dead in your world. Bully, think fast.
I caught it. Hey, Jeffy, think fast.
Hey, are you effing with me?
Yeah.
Huh? Because I might be tired, but I can still kick your ass.
Hey, Jeffy, boring, stop fighting. Hold on real quick. I got to do something. Hey, Cody.
I want to transfer to another school.
Ow.
Suck that, Cody, you nerd.
Jeffy, how was school today?
Huh?
How was school today?
Good. I'm tired.
But no, you can't go to sleep yet, mister. You still have chores to do. Hold on. Take this and that and go wash all the windows in the house.
Tired.
Go wash all the windows. Ah, oh, my God, Jesus Christ!
What's
oh, my God!
Wrong?
Oh, my God, Jesus Christ!
What happened?
She got it in my eyes!
Oh, my God, Marvin!
I can't see! I can't see!
We need to go to the hospital!
Yeah, take me!
Jeffy, how could you do that?
What's wrong, baby?
Oh, my God, he got it in my eye!
Oh, baby, Jeffy, you're grounded. You are so grounded.
Marvin, I can't see!
Oh, Jeffy, call 911. Call 911.
Huh?
Call 911.
We need to go to the hospital.
Okay, Jeffy, I would never ask you to do this, but I need you to drive us to the hospital, okay?
Huh?
Drive us to the hospital. Come on, baby. Drive us to the hospital.
Jeffy, come on. We gotta go to the hospital.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, hurry up and drive us to the hospital.
But drive safely.
Huh?
Just drive us to the hospital, Jeffy. We have to go to the hospital.
Okay.
What are you doing, Jeffy? Hurry up. Jeffy, get off the horn, Jeffy.
Huh?
Well, you're on the horn, Jeffy. Like, just drive us to the hospital. What? Are there sirens?
Green, blue light.
Well, Jeffy, why are you getting pulled over? Talk to the cop and just tell him that you're taking us to the hospital, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I bet this guy's drunk. Hey, roll your window down.
Jeffy, roll your window down for the cop.
Huh?
But,
roll your window down,
Jeffy. Yeah. Tell him you're taking us to the hospital.
Okay. What do you want?
Jesus. Car full of junkies.
No, officer, we're not a car full of junkies. Look, he sprayed cleaning chemicals in my eyes.
Oh, you're getting high on cleaning chemicals, huh?
Oh, no, he sprayed in our eyes, and he was taken to the hospital.
Look, man, I don't care how you do it, it's still illegal. I can't believe this. Doing it in front of your kid like that, then making him drive you to the hospital.
No, I promise you, officer, it's just a big misunderstanding.
Well, you're all under arrest. You're coming with me. Come on.
No! I can't believe we had to bail ourselves out of jail.
At least our eyes are feeling better, Marvin.
I just want to watch TV and forget about what happened today.
Breaking news, UK! A local couple, pictured to the left of the screen, was arrested for making their kid drive them around while they were zooted on cleaning supplies.
Oh my God!
Oh great, now the whole town thinks we're junkies.